couple of bad defensive plays in the middle of it. Kadama makes a bad throw on a – I guess they gave the error to the first baseman from what I can tell on that particular play. Drew saying he should have been able to come up with the on the throw from Kadama. But either way, it opened the floodgates. One of those balls was hit hard to their first three hits, and then Martin doubled over the first base bag, but it had eyes 5 feet to a different direction. It's an out. A couple of feet to either direction, to another direction, it's an out. But not making excuses, just telling you that sometimes a pitcher can have good stuff, get results with the bat and ball, but not get results on the field because he got three ground outs and got out of it. But they had five runs, and it looks worse on paper than it looked on the field. So for Kronowski, he's got to make the most of his pitch count moving forward. He didn't go up there trying to strike guys out every time. He probably has the stuff to do that. But you throw too many pitches that way, and he knows that as well. First pitch misses a ball. The left-hander from Colorado. That one fouled back, 1-1. This is Posey. He struck out in the first. Posey's played a dozen games for them now. Hitting .316 this summer. He has that homer. Six runs batted in. We know all about it. Because he hit that homer against the Colt 45s. He's struck out a dozen times coming into this game in 38 at-bats. 1-2 pitch, Kronowski, breaking ball, just a little away, 2-2. Nice Sunday crowd out here at the ballpark on Little League Night. This one swung on. That one was hit well over a leaping Julian Kadama into the left field corner for a leadoff, a double here in the third. So that was a well-hit ball to, you know, one of their better hitters. Got it up a little bit. Chayton Whitwright now will come to the plate. Whitwright, we mentioned, started last night's game and pitched well, six innings, and scattered just three hits, two walks, two strikeouts. He didn't figure in the – he left with a lead. Colt 45s rallied for five runs in the seventh and eighth innings after he was gone. Left-handed batter tattoos on his right arm. Runner going to third and tweet. Not something we've seen from him. He makes a bad throw into left field. It either slipped his hand or something, but he airmailed that one. So Posey steals third. The error on the catcher, and it's 6-4. So Whitwright, left-handed batter, hitting 194. And swings and bounces this one, slow roller towards second. McCoy fields and throws, and that's out number one. That brings up the DH, Connor Schaefer now. Bases empty, one out, another run in. He singled to right on a hit-and-run play. Whitwright had singled a blooper to start it off, a bouncer, and then Schaefer, with the runner going and the second baseman having to cover, wound up hitting it right where he wasn't. That's the way you draw it up. He gets a base hit out of it, and it kept their inning going. So, fundamentally, a good move for them last inning. Foul ball makes it no balls and a strike to count. Schaefer takes a changeup inside. 1-1. He's hitting 191 for them this summer. Bounces that one third base side. Falls down when he swings. Slow roller. Kadama's going to have to hurry and gets him. It was would probably have been if he'd been able to get out of that box an infield hit because it was hit so slowly. But he gets him at first for out number two. Jacob Cobb now to the plate. We mentioned he homered in his lone at bat. And he's only played a dozen games for them, 229. That was his first home run of the season. Is five runs batted in. Wide stance. Takes the first pitch over for a strike. Kranowski now delivers a fastball. Popped up right side down the line. Coming over is Schrodel in fair territory. He'll make the catch for out number three. So a leadoff double eventually becomes a run. And the Colt 45s once again trail 6-4. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball heading to the bottom of the third on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
It'll be Tweed, Roop, and Velarde here in the third inning. Try to right the wrongs and try to get some more runs on the board facing the left-hander Jay Bush. Jay Bush, ERA-wise, their top pitcher. He's pitching in his eighth game. This is his fifth start of the summer, a 2-1 record, and a very good 2.48 earned run average. That is best on their team. Walks and hits to innings pitched, very good for a college pitcher, certainly in summer ball, 1.609. Pretty good indicator that he has good control. And in this game, he hasn't walked anybody yet, and he struck out all three outs of the second inning. But he has been tagged for some runs. Again, his defense has let him behind. It's kind of happened on both teams tonight a little bit so far, so hopefully the Colt 45s can do some stuff with their bats now. Tanner Tweet had the single, infield single in the first. The right-handed batter standing in out of Red Bluff. Playing collegiately at Sac City. Has power to all fields. First pitch fastball, foul back. Colt 45s are home on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. One road game coming up on the 30th, and the last weekend, the first, second, and third, those are the last games, so get a chance to come out to the ballpark before the season's over. That one's over for a strike. Been some pretty special seasons, some neat things going on this summer. I think Tweet's one of the good stories, coming back from injury. Of course, Kranowski, not getting the best results tonight, but he's been a real treat to watch. Tyler Thompson, Kadama's long hitting streak, Peyton Edwards coming back, Brendan Roop's big hits, Velarde's pitching and hitting, and Brew's early season homers, and I could go on and on. Oh, my goodness, look here. I got a snow cone. Right on, thank you. What's your name?
Kyler.
Kyler? Tyler brought me a snow cone. I got it. Thank you, and I tell you, we get to hear it in the background all day long. That was in a hit now for a Tweet. Well, I got a snow cone. Tanner Tweet was singling to left. I got a snow cone. I'll be back with you in a minute. I might have to eat the snow cone during the break. Yeah, I think it'll be hard to do play-by-play and eat a snow cone at the same time, so I'll just have to hold it here. And keep it low so it doesn't melt. Brendan Roop, like to see him get hot. Air on the pitcher in the first inning on his at-bat. He grabbed it with his bare hand and threw it away. He actually reached on a fielder's choice, and the runner got second on the air. That was Tweet. And in fact, they wound up coming around to score. Tweet is at first, has good speed. Has stolen some bases. Seven of them. Roop at the plate. I mean, Brendan had the big, huge numbers for the longest time, but he's down to 301 now. Three homers, 31 runs batted in. He's been steadily chasing Chris Brew in the RBI department. That one's a little low. 1-1 the count. Jay Bush likes the ball. He wants it back as quick as he can get it. Doesn't necessarily, rush to the rubber to tow it and throw it, but he wants that ball back. He wants to get right back to work from the stretch. He holds the ball behind his back, bare hand. You can see it, then goes into the stretch. Breaking ball, swung on, missed, in the dirt. The runner going, thinking it got away. It didn't get far enough away. They throw him out at second base. Cobb's done a good job pouncing on the balls. It just, as a hitter, if you're going to go, you have to make sure it gets far enough away. So Tweet caught trying to swipe second. On the errant pitch, it's a 1-2 count. He swung at it. 2-4 if you're scoring at home. So now the bases are empty for Roop. See if Brendan can get it going. Fastball swung on. Sawed off the bat towards second. The shortstop fields, makes a twirling throw and throws it away. Brendan will be safe. It should be a hit. Both their shortstops, when they're playing there, Posey, who's playing second tonight, and the shortstop tonight, Dyer, they really range well. That ball was a broken bat hit. It didn't exactly blister through there, but it's definitely a hit. And it brings up Eamon Velarde, who had the RBI single in the first. That capped off the scoring for the Colt 45s. They could use a little more of that here. Roop, good speed. He's at first. Has a pretty good lead. First pitch inside. But Cobb has done a good job making the throws and corralling the ball, not letting it get too far away from him. There is a bit of an art to blocking pitches. It requires you to use your whole body, throw it down in front of it, almost throw your arms out in a way to keep it bounce in front of you. Hard to describe visually, but, you can't just try to pick it with your glove. You do that half the time, it's going to wind up back at the backstop. Runner not going. That one's a little low. 2-0 to Velarde. It's nothing harder on a 90-degree night than holding a snow cone in your hand, not able to eat it till the between innings. And I don't want the inning to end, trust me. But it's not leaking on me yet. But they have great snow cones, and they make them one at a time, which is the only way to make snow cones, so, but you can get it how you want it. Then pretty much have anything you need. You can get all your, you could probably eat three meals here if you really want it. Hot dog, hamburger, some days tri-tips, Sunday night, pizza, ice cream sandwiches and snow cones, breaking ball miss, 3-1 on the right-handed hitting. In this particular circumstance, Velarde. One out. We're in the bottom of the third. Roop at first. He's going now. Swung on, bounced, but fouled third base side. Not sure if it was a hit and run. And Velarde looked like he was just trying to make contact there. Now the 3-2 count. He's going to choke up just a hair. Eamon on the year hitting 314, no homers, 8 runs batted in. He waits. Runner not going here. Breaking ball fouled that one off. He's just staying alive on that pitch. Just managed, went up there with an idea, with 2 strikes, trying to make sure you hit the ball hard, but if not, just get a piece of it. Here's a 3-2 pitch coming. Nope, it's going to go to first instead. You might be able to hear that, sorry. It is a good snow cone, though. Payoff pitch coming, one out. Roop at first. Velarde waits. Fastball swung on line. Over the first base. It's been said into the corner right field. Velarde takes a turn at first. Roop heading to third. Biz is going to hold him there as Velarde chugs into second. Pretty good throw from Martin in right field. Just missed the first cutoff, man, but hit the second. And so the Colt 45s have minutes second and third now for Chris Brew. And Chris is down in the order a little bit tonight, but here's a chance for him to redeem and, you know, get an at-bat with a chance to bring in some runs, which he's done so well for most of this season. It happens to be in a slump as of late. And they might be putting him on here. Chris doesn't run super well. He's had some leg injuries. Let's see what they're going to do. Well, the first baseman is in, thinking they're going to bunt. And Jabusch has the sign. Corners are in. First baseman charging in. Swung on. Blooped towards second, but Posey's going to have it. Make the catch. Nobody goes anywhere. That's out number two. So tried to go the other way with it, but just didn't get enough of it. It's a little bit more of a cue shot instead of a line drive. But a good idea for Brew there. Two outs. Kyle Schrodel flew out to center field in the first. Well, he got robbed last night by Fletcher, their center fielder. We told you about it. But here's a guy, he knows he could use a good hit. He's such a good team player. Working, as they said, to get better every day. Part of this team, along with his brother, Nick. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit sharply toward short, but gloved there by Dyer on the hop. He makes the throw, and that's out number three. So the Colt 45s threaten and wind up with the big aught on the board. No runs. Couple of hits, and they leave a couple of guys on base. We'll head now to the top of the fourth. Still trailing 6-4 at Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45 is trailing 6-4. And we're in the fourth. It has not been that bad a start for Kronowski. As I have mentioned, his team's made some boo-boos behind him. And the Nighthawks have played a little small ball, a little aggressive, a little hit and run. They've executed offensively, and Colt 45s have made a couple of untimely errors, and that's what happens. You got a 6-4 game. Redding got on top with three in the first in that exact kind of inning against Jabusch, where really he pitched better than giving up three runs would indicate. They only got they got a couple of hits off of him, but they committed a couple of errors behind him as well. And then the Colt 45s got another one in the second, benefit of an error didn't hurt after Andy Bann had singled and stole it, threw it away, and it wound up getting kicked all the way out into left center field. They got five in that second off Colt 45s with a couple of errors, and I guess they only ruled one of them, but it was a couple of balls that weren't that hard hit, and they just kept whacking at it, and then they got a couple of hard hit balls and added another one in the third. So that's where we are, 6-4. Brad Grant, their third baseman, takes four pitches, and that's a walk for Kronowski. I don't see that very often as far as four and out. His first walk issued in the game. His last start, he only walked one guy in eight innings. Left-hander holds the ball in his glove, then brings it to his chest in his hand, then brings it to his chest in the glove. Delivers quickly. They show bunt, but he bunts it foul, 0-1 the count. Jeremy Martin at the plate, their nine-hitter. He doubled over the first base bag in the second. It was his hard-hit grounder, basically, that he got around on. Here's the 0-1. Lefty delivers the slider away, swung on and missed. He chased it, 0-2. So Kronowski's had the stuff. He just hasn't been able to mow him down yet. He's only allowed one fly ball out in the game. That's his M.O. Here's the 0-2. Swung on, bounced right side, but again could be through the hole. No, McCoy ranges to his left. He gets his glove on it, but by then Martin was safe at first. It's an infield hit. Sounded like a broken bat. He's gotten around on Kronowski's changeup both times. That time it just was Connor was not playing him to pull when he pulled the ball really well last time. So I think he might have been able to make a play on it if he weren't playing him to the opposite field, playing closer to second. He also may have been the cover man on the potential steal. Either way, at second now is Grant. At first is Martin, and Fletcher comes to the plate, takes the first pitch over for a strike. Fletcher officially 0-1. Three hits and 10 at-bats coming in against the Colt 45s. Right-handed batter. Showing bunt here with nobody out. And high fastball. Pulls it back. It's a ball. Brew was charging from first. Kodama was staying close at home at third. So they're trying to keep the wheels turning, and it paid off for them back in the second inning. It's paid off for them, really, in both their innings where they scored runs. That was a bunt towards the mound. Kronowski fields, makes a throw to first where McCoy was covering. Runners move up, so the sacrifice executed, but that's still out one. 1-4 in the scorebook, and Brooks Dyer to the plate now, and he's 0-2 tonight. He, too, has grounded to third both times up. As I mentioned, Kronowski has a good fastball once he gets heated up. I don't think he's throwing the super good one yet. But he also uses the change in the curve and the slider. And this one again hit to third. It's hit sharply. Kodama dives. It gets past him. Two runs will score. Chugging into second. Sliding there and beating the throw by a step is Brooks Dyer. A two-run double, and it is now an 8-4 game. So now you got to say Peter's not fooling them. We haven't been able to get to the computer scoreboard to see the number of pitches. We'll try to dial that up for you here in a second. But it's certainly more than he threw last game. Bounces it up there, and it does get away. Tweet can't throw it. Never going to get him. Dyer safe at third. That's a wild pitch. Well, Peter has thrown 64 pitches already, and we're in the fourth. Here's a 1-0 infield in now. Swung on and missed. 1-1 on Ogata. Yeah, you heard in the background the Homer Simpson beer. That means Ogata struck out first for them, and he's the beer bat of the rest of the game. If he strikes out, the grown-ups get a discount on their beer. That's one of the promotions here, nightly at the ballpark. But don't feel bad because there's something for the kids, too. In the fifth, there's the frozen fifth. If the opponents don't score in their top half, then you get a discount on ice cream. And that does not require an ID card. 2-1 pitch, swung on, bounce. Foul left side. So something for everybody out here. Been good fun this summer for the Colt 45s and their fans. It's a young team, of course. They've had their rough spots, but for the most part, been a good winning ball club. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Kradowski. Off speed, fouled it. 2-2 the count. A few more clouds today, not of the rain variety, but the kind that keep you from getting too hot. We'll take it. So it's been kind of cloudy on the field. No real sun to deal with out there. That pitch is high. Now it's 3-2. Leadoff hitter walked. Martin singled. Got sacrificed over. That both of them did. And Dyer brought him in with a two-run double. That's where we are. Just one out. A wild pitch moved Dyer to third. Ogata fouls that one back. 3-2. I'm not sure of the total pitch count for Kronowski in his last start. Let's see if I can figure it out. He had 81 pitches, 59 of them were strikes. And that is ball four, and the fans don't like it. Second walk of this inning. Second walk of the game issued. Oh, excuse me, the third walk, because he walked the leadoff hitter as well. But Kronowski now has thrown almost seven fewer pitches than he threw in the entire eight-inning start his last time out. Now he's facing Posey, their cleanup hitter. First pitch, the throw gets past him, but McCoy was backing him up. Tweet's got a pretty good arm. Just slipped through Kronowski's glove. So the infield playing for two with men on the corners. Tweet has a gun, not a big lead at first for Ogata. He's not their speediest runner. Off speed away, 2-0. Dyer does have good speed over at third. Ogata at first, Posey at the plate. Runner is going here. He's going to fake the throw down to second. Tanner's not having his best game behind the plate tonight. Not been able to get the handle a couple of times. It'll be a stolen base. After I got through saying Ogata's not their big base stealer. They're trying to draw a throw. Not sure what their defensive play would have been. They might have faked and thrown to third. They may have gone for him. Here's the 2-1. Swung on foul. Back out of play. I mean, Tweet has a great arm. I haven't really seen it tonight. 2-2. You heard the sound effects. Ball fouled back into the parking lot. 2-2 pitch. Posey waits. First is open. Big swing at a big curve ball. Strike three. Good strikeout. At a good time for the big left-hander. That is the second out of the inning. And who knows? Maybe he can get out of it without any further to do. It looks like Nick Schrodel's out getting loose early. I talked to Nick before the game. He said no problem. He'd be ready to go if needed. He pitched 2 days ago. A couple of innings. So, infield at normal depth to the left-handed hitting Whitwright, who singled a blooper to second. Or I guess it was a bouncer to over second in the second. Grounded to second in the third. Again, McCoy leaves a pretty big gap on the right side where they play the left-handed hitters. Now he's going to move a little bit over to his left, closer to Brew, but not a lot. 1-1 pitch coming. Off speed up, 2-1. I mentioned Whitwright. I didn't notice this last night. I think he might have had a sleeve on his left arm, but he has a pretty big tattoo on his left forearm. Goes almost up to the elbow. Didn't notice that last night. I think he was wearing a sleeve when he was pitching. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That's a little high, 3-1. Well, we mentioned earlier the Giants' thrilling win on the Yaz home run and the great start by Connor Menez. 3-1 pitch. That one missed high, ball four. I don't know if he was pitching around him or not, but either way, it had that result. Schrodel going to get maybe a little extra time to warm up. Kronowski is going to get a visit now from Barrett Fasking as Connor Schaefer comes to the plate. He looked down there. I'm not sure he's given the indication yet. Not sure Schrodel is ready. Let's see. He's going to go out there and talk to him a little bit. Over at third base is Dyer. Second is Ogata. At first is Whitwright. There are two outs. And the lefty facing the right-handed hitting Schaefer here, who singled on the hit and run back in the second. They're going to stick with him for now. So my guess is it'll probably be Schaefer and Dunn if he doesn't get Schaefer. Nick Schrodel getting in his tosses to get loose. And I'm not really sure how long they're going to let the lefty Kronowski go. Peter just gotten kind of run out of gas a little bit. It's a good fastball low. Looks in for the sign with the bases loaded and two outs. Just needs an out. And the lefty delivers. Good fastball over. One and one. Can you believe it? 2019 Hall of Fame. Wow. Great Hall of Fame class. I've seen quite a few of them play or interviewed several of them covering Major League Baseball over the years. That's a ball. Two and one. Mike Mussina, of course, Orioles and Yankees. I wasn't sure, but the numbers added up. Halliday, of course. Doc passed away 20 months ago. This one bounced left side. Kodama fields backhand, makes the throw, and that will indeed end the inning. We'll get to that Hall of Fame class in just a moment, but that is out number three. They do add two more runs on a couple of hits. There were three walks in there. And they do leave three men on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Colt 45's bats needing to get going again. Trailing 8-4, you're listening to Summer Collegiate Woodbat Baseball on KCNR.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We were talking about the Hall of Fame before we went to break, and these guys are most all gentlemen. I've spoken to them or covered their teams over the years. Mussina. Of course, the emotional one was Roy Halladay, his wife, giving the speech for him, and that was very moving. Harold Baines got in. He had 2,800 hits and 1,600 ribbies, and was a DH when that was just becoming a job. But he also played outfield, obviously. Big team player. He got voted in. I would say his numbers weren't that much better than Dale Murphy with the Braves, but Murphy didn't quite get there. You know, he didn't quite have MVP numbers. He's never going to get there. But anyway, that's my personal opinion. Edgar Martinez, Edgar, who I loved covering him in Seattle when I was back with CNN. Yeah, I was there in that series against the Yankees. And remember the excitement of it. in the playoffs. Lee Smith, to me, that is a no-brainer. I don't understand why he wouldn't have been allowed, voted in. He helped to pioneer a position of the two-out, one-out save, a guy whose sole role was to get that save. And he was a guy who just flat-out scared people. And then there was Mariano Rivera. There's Connor McCoy batting here. Takes a couple of pitches down 0-2 in the count, and then flies to center field. Coming over is their center fielder, and he will make the catch for out number one. Fletcher throws it in after making the catch. So one up, one down here in the fourth. That brings up the top of the order. Andy Bayena, Julian Kadama to follow. But back to that Hall of Fame. And then, of course, there was the only man to have been voted into the Hall of Fame with a perfect clean ballot. And he was the first in the long history of the process to achieve a 100% ballot in the Hall of Fame. And I don't remember if I ever actually interviewed him, but certainly covered some of those teams, and I know everybody had such high regard for him. Oh, Andy Bayena tries to bunt and then bunts it back by the loudspeaker people. I guess I need to have the net handy to get the net ready. I think we will see Nick Schrodel come in because he's come in from the bullpen. And is apparently loose. I'm ready if Andy were to bunt one over here. Right-handed batter. Let's see what he does here in the 0-1 pitch. Swings and hits it sharply to second, but Posey is there, fields it, throws it onto Ogata for out number two. So that brings up Julian Kadama. Kadama reached on an error back in the first. He's 0-2. And Julian's hit safely in every game he's played. That's 19. So a 19-game hitting streak on the line. Takes a deep breath. Looks at his bat as he does so. Exhales. Now steps in, the left-handed batter. Waves it high. Waggles it above his helmet. First pitch fastball over for a strike. Jabish has settled down and looks pretty good. Again, they've had solid starting pitching every game. Do we have a change? This one's bounced up there. Now the throw to first. And it is scooped up. Too late. Kadama beat it out. They're going to call it a hit. So Julian Kadama has an infield hit on a plate bouncer. That extends his hitting streak to 20 games.
Number 10, Peyton Edwards.
And Peyton Edwards gets a chance to bat with a man aboard again. So that is 68 pitches now for Jabush. And Jabush has an excellent, like a 3-1 strike to ball ratio in this game. First pitch over for a strike. And that's what you need to mow through lineups. Nice lead at first. I would doubt Kadama's going. Swung on. They just haven't been able to, again, they did it last night. Last inning, they strung a couple of hits together. But the sustained inning, just an offensive one, has just eluded this team for a week or so. And Edwards stands in, takes the 0-2 up and away, 1-2. Their speed and aggressiveness has paid off in many cases. Certainly has helped open up a couple of innings here and there. It has not worked all that often against this club. That one swung on and missed. He tags Edwards to make sure. And that is out number three. So the Colt 45s get an infield hit, but leave that runner stranded. We're going to the bottom of the fourth. And it's 8-4, Nighthawks. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First Five Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
New pitcher for the Colt 45s is Nick Schrodel. So Schrodel comes in for Peter Kronowski, who didn't have his best start, but he also didn't have a lot of support. He wound up giving up 8 hits in 4 innings. But I think he was out of juice by then. 8 runs, only 2 of them were ruled to be earned. 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. And he'll be replaced by the big left-hander, Nick Schrodel. Schrodel making his 14th appearance on the team, second only to Jordan Akins in that category. 38 and two-thirds innings, he's allowed 38 hits. And struck out 40, walked 29. A 4.42 earned run average to go along with his 1-2 record. And 1 save also on the year. His last appearance was in the first game of this series. Wound up getting the second game, Marquez threw in the first. Second game of the series, he went 2 innings to finish up that 11-4 loss. He did get tagged with a couple of unearned runs, a couple of walks, and a couple of strikeouts. And if my memory does suit me, I think Jacob Cobb may have produced one of those runs against him. He stands in. No, maybe it wasn't. That one is a little bit inside for a ball. Double checking to see when Cobb got that long ball. That pitch swung on, fouled, popped right side. Brew has a play. It's in the first base coach's box. Foul territory for out number one. Well, that's a problem for another inning then for me to work out. So a foul out to the first baseman. And now Brad Grant comes to the plate. He scored twice. And the little third baseman, he reached when his sacrifice bunt was misplayed over it, or the throw from it was misplayed over at first. He eventually scored the fourth run of the second inning. They played at 5 in that frame. And then walked and eventually scored in the fourth. Excuse me. No ball, 1 strike pitch now coming to him. Schrodel, big left-hander, working from the stretch. Good fastball there over for a strike. And Nick's fastball has really, really, really improved this summer. And his walks to innings pitch ratio has gotten better. He's gotten some good, important innings for him. I'm sure moving ahead into next season at Crown College, that one fouled back. A little right-hand batting Grant stands back in.
Did it happen right here?
And here comes the pitch. There was a curveball. He didn't bite. 1-2. Grant hitting .222 for them this summer. A dozen hits, 4 doubles, 6 RBI, and 17 walks coming into this game. That one misses. 2-2. Schrodel, big leg kick from the stretch. Fastball popped up. Oh, I got the net going, but I would have needed another one. I would have needed it to be a little longer. Would have needed an extension on it, but I'm ready. I'm ready now. 2-2 the count. Schrodel delivers a fastball. This one swung on, hit sharply towards the hole left side. Past the diving Brendan Roop for a base hit. So they worked Schrodel. He worked him. Now he's going to go towards second as the ball got away. They weren't awake, nor was I. I turned around, and Roop was fiddling with the divot in the outfield, looked like. And tough luck. So heading into second. It's going to be an error on somebody. But Grant is at second base now with good speed, and Jeremy Martin at the plate. The left-handed hitter is 2-for-2. A double over the first base bag and singled again in the fourth. He has scored twice. They have one out. Nick Schrodel on the hill. Looks at the runner at second, holds the glove. His set position is to the glove in front of his face. It's blooped towards left. Velarde coming in. He half dives for it, makes the catch. Lunged for it moving forward. Well played. That's out number two. Runner will hold at second. Crown College is in Minnesota where they play. Where in St. Bonifacius, Minnesota. About 30 miles west of Minneapolis. That's where the Schrodel brothers play collegiately. Next pitch is to their leadoff hitter, Jack Fletcher, right-handed batter, takes the first pitch for a ball. Fletcher officially 0-for-1, walked, grounded to short, and brought in a run. And executed a sacrifice in the fourth that set up a two-run double by Dyer. 2-0 now the count. That one missed. And Schrodel's fastball is fouled back, out of play. As I was saying earlier, good to see the kids out wearing their Little League baseball, softball jerseys. They got in free today. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Big leg kick by Schrodel. Fastball. This one again foul back. Right side into the parking lot. 2-2. Fletcher wears the high stirrups, or rather the colorful stirrups. We see his leggings up to his knees. Strike zone is halfway there. This one swung on, sawed off, grounder towards second. McCoy charging, not a lot of time, but gets Brew smoothly for out number three. So this time, nothing doing. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left on base. We go now to the bottom of the fifth, Colt 45s. Trailing 8-4, you're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
The Shasta EDC is committed to growing our local economy. Do you operate a manufacturing company in Shasta County? If so, we are offering free consulting to local manufacturers in partnership with the California Manufacturing Network. Their dedicated industry experts are ready to serve your needs. Areas include lean manufacturing, sales and marketing, and HR. In addition to our consulting, we have also created the Grow Manufacturing Initiative that helps local manufacturers collaborate to be more effective and profitable. Call us today at 224-4920.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Colt 45's coming to bat here in the bottom of the fifth. It'll be Tanner Tweet, Brendan Roop, and Eamon Velarde. Major League scores today. Rockies beat the Yankees 8-4. Big day for Blackman. Charlie Blackman had four hits, had a homer. I think that was in the first inning, actually. That was at Yankee Stadium. Orioles shut out the Red Sox. Mancini had two homers. Wojciechowski flirted with a no-hitter. They wound up with, he wound up, I believe, went all the way. It was a one-hitter beating the Red Sox in Baltimore. Cardinals over the Reds, 3-1. Gallegos over Desclafani. Martinez got the save. First pitch to tweet foul. Back to the screen. White Sox, Tampa Bay Rays beat the White Sox 4-2. Darno hit a grand slam in that one. Tigers over the Blue Jays, 4-3. Castellanos walk-off home run in the 10th. Indians beat the Royals 5-4. It was the Phillies edging the Pirates 2-1 in 11. Hoskins, the go-ahead homer, and eventually was the winning margin. The Astros topped the Rangers 5-3. Brantley, a couple of homers in that game. Twins edged the A's today. They won it in the bottom of the ninth. Adrianza and Kepler with the big ones. Kepler drove in four in the game, but also had the walk-off hit. Padres beat the Cubs 5-1. Giants edged the Mets 3-2. Connor Mendez, Bill Plummer's grandson, started, pitched well, five innings. Gave up just, I believe, gave up two runs, three hits. They were solo homers, but pitched very, very well. Did not figure in the decision because it didn't come until the 12th when Mike Yastrzemski hit a walk-off home run. And that's cool. Brewers beat the Diamondbacks 7-4. Moustakas gave him the go-ahead hit there. Second day in a row he's done that. This one to Tweet is hit sharply but bounced to the shortstop. He fields it and throws it on to first for out number one. Now to bring up Brendan Roop. Brendan, one for two. Back to the scoreboard. Angels beat the Mariners 9-3. Trout hit one again. Pujols got his 648th career home run, and Garneau hit a big home run. A bunch of them tonight. Goodwin hit one. Jiminy. They won 9-3, the Angels over the Mariners. Dodgers shut out the Marlins 9-0. Buehler struck out 11. And that's his ninth win of the season. Braves beat the Nationals 7-1. Gausman K's 8 in a one-run start for the Braves. And that should have you up to date. Pitch to Brendan on the inside corner, called for a strike. Took the first pitch for a ball. The lights are now on here at the ballpark. It was not a super hot, sunshiny game, which has been a nice relief. Not too hot to start. That one's over for a strike inside corner on Roop. So quickly he's going to be in defensive mode here, 1-2. Got to stay alive. They need base runners. The 1-2 pitch, swung on, missed, strike three. Brendan tried to hit it hard, but just couldn't come up with it. That is strikeout number 5 of the game of the Colt 45s. Brings up Eamon Vilardi. Eamon's 2-for-2. He singled in the first, doubled in the third. Batting right again against the lefty, Jay Bush. He delivers a fastball inside, pushes him back a little bit, 0-1. No action in their bullpen. As I've mentioned, they've had solid starting performance every game. Colt 45s have had solid starting performance, and this one was not a good one for Peter Kronowski, but they had good starts as well. That one bounced over the pitcher towards the second base bag, off the shortstop's glove. Not sure he would have been able to get the runner anyway. It was a pretty high chopper. See what the ruling is on it. Either way, you have a two-out base runner. Vilardi doesn't, it'll be ruled an error on the shortstop. Vilardi doesn't have great speed. If he had better speed, they might have given it a hit, thinking he could have beat it out. But so it'll be an error on the shortstop. It brings up Chris Brew. Now, Chris is 0-for-2. He tried to go the other way with a pitch when he had runners on second and third his last time up, so he had a good idea, just didn't quite get what he was looking for. Swings and misses the first pitch, 0-1. Five errors by the Nighthawks, three by the Colt 45s, and that has figured into some of the runs, 8-4, the score. Fastball fouled back. 0-2. Kyle Schrodel is on deck. He would like to hit this inning. Colt 45 is needing to get a little two-out rally vibe going. Pitch to Brews up. 1-2. Tried to get him to chase one, but it was way up. 85 pitches now for their starter. And here's a 1-2. Coming to Brew. A little low. Chris wanted to offer at that last one. He's trying to be aggressive, but let's see what he can get here now. Javish is, he's not offered any passes. Nobody gets on free. It's 2-2, the count. Not a lead for Velarde at first. Swung on. Fastball hit towards short. Could be the shovels it over to second, and indeed they do get that force play to end the inning. Put it down as a 6-4 fielder's choice. No runs, no hits, an error. One man left on base. Let's go to the top of the sixth. Game moving right along. Colt 45's trailing in this one, 8-4 on KCNR.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse, a timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalennikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Nick Schrodel back out for a second inning of work. His second inning plus. He was working in the bullpen for a while today. He replaced Peter Kronowski, who didn't have a lot of luck in the early stages and then ran out of a little gas there in the fourth. Schrodel will face the 2-3-4 hitters. Dyer came up with a big two-run double in the fourth. He leads it off, followed by Ogata and Posey. Here comes the first pitch to the right-handed batter from the big left-hander, Nick Schrodel. Fastball swung on and missed. Nick's fastball is definitely zipping up a little bit here in the latter stages of the season. 0-1 pitch coming. Came inside corner with that one, called strike two. No ball, two-strike pitch. Let's see if he goes at him or if he tries to waste one. Comes off speed, hit off the fists, bloop towards left center. Bayena calls and makes the catch for out number one. Ogata out of the plate. He's 0-2. Walk stole second in the fourth. Was stranded there. Ogata has a couple of home runs for them this summer, hitting 302. Big swing on that one, missed it. He was thinking Cypress Avenue on that cut. He was thinking the Safeway parking lot, I think. Which would be a pretty good swing, wouldn't it? That'd have to be the gas station, wouldn't it? Yeah, it must be the gas station. This one swung on, hit sharply, but on the ground to second. McCoy fields it, throws it, and that's out number two. Been a while since that's happened. In fact, that hadn't happened tonight, where the first two hitters of the inning have gone down. And it brings up the cleanup hitter, Cole Posey. Now, Posey doubled and eventually scored in the third, but struck out his other two times against Kronowski. First at-bat against Schrodel tonight. Changeup, bounced foul. Nice play over in the third base box by their skipper. Tip of the cap there. Well done, Casey Dyer. He now looks down at the hand. Oh, that might hurt a little bit. What was I thinking? 0-1. And that one didn't miss by much inside. 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. They good fastball there. Got it past him. 1-2. Yeah. Posey, 4-for-13 now in this series. 1-2 the pitch. That was a cutter of some kind. Just fouled it back. Gave a little different look on that fastball. Oh, that's over by where my car is. Boy, I hope it didn't hit my car. I don't think it did. Always park next to a car bigger than yours. That's the way I look at it. 1-2 fastball. Slow roller towards the mound. Schrodel reaches down. It was hit off his foot, though. Okay, off the batter's foot. So it's just a very confusing foul ball. So now we'll just back it all up. It'll be a 1-2 count, two outs. Run gun behind home plate, giving the batter a couple of extra seconds to kind of shake it off. Got him on his left foot. Posey back in. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on. Good cut, popped him up. Center field, Bayena. And Velarde. Velarde calls him off, makes the catch in left center. Four out number three. So, good job for Schrodel. First 1-2-3 inning for the Colt 45s. In fact, first 1-2-3 inning for either team. We'll head now to the bottom of the sixth, see if Colt 45s can build on that, trailing 8-4. This is Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Reading. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
Tower of Power. Tower of Power. Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power. Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Kyle Schrodel will lead it off in the bottom of the sixth. He's 0-2 tonight. Colt 45's trailing 8-4. Thanks for joining us wherever you're listening. We appreciate you tuning in to another night of Summer Collegiate Wood Bat Baseball from Redding, California. Beautiful night. A little cooler than the day was, and that's good. The lights are on. The sun is setting. Now the umpire, Ron Gunn, is informing the players that it is a rule of the ballpark that the players are not allowed to sit in the stands during a game. They were allowed to sit there, I thought, with the radar gun, but they're not allowed to sit in those seats where they were. So the umpire informed them of that. And Kyle Schrodel will lead it off. their starter has done a good, a solid job. Jabesh not letting that first inning rattle him when he was tagged for three runs on just a couple of hits. His defense kind of let him down in the middle of it. He also let himself down. He contributed an error in it. Schrodel. Takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Kyle kind of keeping his stance a little closer together now at the stage of the season to start with. I know he's been working on it with Bill Plummer and the other coaches. Looks comfortable up there. 2-0 pitch now coming. Let's see if he can get something on this hitter's count. They're setting up outside. Nope, instead it goes inside, 3-0. Jabesh has not walked anybody today, and that's kind of his M.O. He's now 3-0, I believe, for the first time tonight. He's thrown 91 pitches. For a while, he had a 3-1 strike-to-ball ratio. It's changed a little bit in the last inning, but it's 3-0 pitches over, 3-1. But it's still 66-26 strikes-to-balls. Pretty good. Schrodel waits for the 3-1 delivery now. Fastball swung on, hit sharply towards third. It eats up Grant over there. He wasn't sure how to play it, and Schrodel will be safe. I'm guessing it'll be an error on their third baseman. He was playing awfully deep over there. I don't think they gave him a hit. It took a nasty hop. So a hit for Schrodel. Cole 45s have the leadoff guy on. Let's see what they can do with it. They've had the leadoff man on three times in the game. In the first, they wound up scoring three. In the third, they wound up leaving two in scoring position. And now here in the sixth, Schrodel, not a speed burner, not a bad base runner. It's not a likely guy to steal, down by four. He has two steals at this stage of the season. When you're not catching, you're playing right field, your legs are a lot more fresh, a lot fresher. First couple of pitches to Connor McCoy are off the mark, 2-0. So Jabesh is showing some signs. They have action out in their bullpen. There he's over for a strike. They changed some of their jerseys from yesterday to today. Jabesh's number swapped with the guy out in the bullpen. Jabesh is wearing a different number than originally. The guy in the bullpen throwing is Chad Stoner. He's been up for a while, so he's probably ready when needed. Count now 3-1 on Connor McCoy. The old walk's as good as a hit in this scenario. It may be. Runner is going. Takes it inside. Ball four. There you go, Connor. So two on now for Andy Bayena. And let's see if their skipper, Casey Dyer, comes out and makes a change.
All right, Andy. Number one.
That is the first walk issued in this game by Jabesh. Nope. He's going to stay in the dugout. I think he's actually looking down to his bullpen to see. He's walking down towards his bullpen now to see if he can find out pitcher's ready. But Bayena is ready to stand in. Infield playing up the middle, obviously. They're looking bunt with nobody out on the corners. Bayena is not bunting on the first pitch. A ball, 1-0. The first baseman, Ogata, was coming in on the grass, but now he's bounced up and he's behind McCoy at first. And he can hit to all fields. A lot of room on the second base side, on the right side of the infield. And playing him to pull. Fastball swung on. Fouled back out of play. 1-1 the count. Julian Kadama on deck. Nobody out. It's a good opportunity for the Colt 45s. Again, that now looks like their coach has gone out to the bullpen to check on their pitcher to see when he's ready. 1-1 pitch. They look to second. That's where Schrodel is. Runner at first is McCoy. He misses away. He's really lost his his edge here, strike-wise, this inning, Colt 45s really need to take advantage. This is the old timely hitting thing here. The guy that has not given you many freebies, any freebies until this inning, is issued one. Now, two, that one's inside. No, it doesn't. It's not a walk, but it is ball three. Runners move up. It got away from the catcher. That might be a pass ball. It just popped right out of his glove. So you have Schrodel now at third. You have McCoy at first, at second, excuse me, and nobody out. Bayan at the plate. Andy's been a clutch hitter, especially in the second half of the season. He has 23 runs batted in. He's been hitting in the nine spot most of this season. He's fourth on the team in RBI. Trailing Brew and Roop and Tyler Thompson, who's out of the lineup tonight with injury again. 3-1 pitch. From the stretch, fastball swung on, hit sharply, but right at the shortstop, McCoy is doubled off a second. It's the old, you got to freeze, make sure it gets past him, but I'm not even sure if he froze, he would have been able to get back. So a line drive, double play. Runner holds at third, that's Schrodel. And McCoy is lined off second. Two outs now. Sometimes that happens. 6-4 double play. Line drive six. And that brings up Julian Kadama. And did that hit him? First pitch hit him. And Kadama looks over at the pitcher. The pitcher gives him a look back. I believe Jebush is from Washington, as is Kadama's from Edmond. Now with runners on first and third, so Kadama is at first. Schrodel's at third. Men in the corners for Peyton Edwards. We had a homer and a hit his first game back a couple of nights ago. Some good at-bats last night, but not much to show for it. Now the runner's going. Fastball up. Throw down to second is there. He doesn't slide, and he's out. Kadama does not slide, and he is out at second base. Fans don't like it. He comes up limping. Well, that'll do that inning. Mark it down in your book as a 2-4 in the scorebook. And Kadama comes limping off. We'll check on him in just a moment. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
So Nick Schrodel trying to keep it right where it's at. 8-4. Colt 45s are going to need some more late game heroics that they had last night. They trailed big late last night and came up with the runs to win 5-4. They're trailing 8-4 now in the seventh. Schrodel needs to keep it right where it's at. Whitwright, the five-hole hitter, 1-for-2 tonight with a walk and a base hit, followed by Schaefer and Cobb, due up against the lefty. We've had some pretty quick games this week as well between these teams, but it's been an up-and-down kind of series for the Colt 45s. They've had some some mental errors that have hurt them. I think you might have to put that not sliding on a stolen base attempt by Kodama right in there because he got tagged. If he slides, he's probably able to avoid that tag, but he went standing. First pitch to Whitwright is over for a strike, 0-1. Left-handed batter waiting the lefty's curves. Fouls that one over the first base coach's head. 0-2. Not sure if we're done with Jaybush. He has pitched well. Schrodel, 2-plus innings now. Awaits the 0-2, or delivers the 0-2. Tried to get him to chase a breaking ball away, 1-2. It is quiet out here, but there are fannies in the seats, so they're just waiting for something good to happen. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Fastball just missed away, 2-2. Nobody throwing in the Colt 45's bullpen. Looks like they have a pitcher ready to go in their pen, Chad Stoner. 2-2. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three. So Schrodel gets his first strikeout, and it brings up Connor Schaefer. Schaefer, the DH tonight, 1-for-3, singled right, and the double and that hit and run back in the second. He's bounced to third his next two times up. Kodama did stay in the game at third, though it appeared he might have tweaked his leg going, his foot going in. Check swing, but he went around 0-1. Schrodel zipping a pretty good fastball tonight. Everything works off the fastball when you have multiple pitches. And he comes with another one. That one's away, 1-1. Gonna need some rally caps or something. I don't know. Seventh inning stretch to get them going. It worked last night. They got a run after the seventh inning stretch. Then added the big ones in the eighth. A 2-1 pitch coming now to Schaefer from Schrodel. That's a good fastball over for a strike, 2-2. I looked down to the first base coach's box, and Odie Hollings had the first base coach just look up in the sky like, oh, my God, you're not going to get a better fastball than that. 2-2. And he didn't. That one was up, 3-2. Didn't miss by much, so I tried to get him to chase that one, go up the ladder. It was just, he happened to be in my line of sight, and I saw Hollingshead, who has his arms crossed over there, and just looked up like, oh, my goodness. There's a good fastball inside corner, strike three. Watch that one. Second straight whiff for Schrodel. And it'll bring up Jacob Cobb. Cobb is 1-for-3. The RBI single in the second and flew to right field in the third and fouled out in the fifth. And it looks like Stoner is ready to go out in the bullpen, talking with their pitching coach. He's been thrown for a couple of innings now. And he might be already getting a call to come in for Jaybush. His pitches are up there. He's, I believe, thrown probably over 90 now. Here's an 0-1 pitch coming. First pitch was obviously a strike. Next one up and away, 1-1. Cobb a little taller than some of their players, about 6'2". Has a wide open stance and lifts his leg and watches, doesn't swing here. That was away, 2-1. Kind of a pretty dusky night right now with the clouds giving us some different colors in the sky. Fastball popped up right side out of play. Parking lot. I can see that one hit a truck. What was it, a truck? I'm not sure it was a truck. It was a vehicle. Does not appear to have damaged it, however. So there you have that. Two balls and a strike. Fastball swung on, popped towards center. Bayena back a step, now comes in a couple of steps, and he makes the snag for out number three. So that's 8 in a row, put down by Nick Schrodel in relief. Now it's up to his offensive teammates to get it going for him. We'll take a seventh-inning stretch. You wander around, do whatever it is you like to do. Maybe some push-ups, some sit-ups, some stretches, go to the little boys or girls room. Either way, seventh-inning stretch time, and we'll be back with the bottom of the seventh in just a moment. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Bottom of the seventh. Jay Bush still in there. The left-hander coming out to get things going. You can hear they're finishing up the picking out to the ball game in the background. Got some fans going. Everybody stretched out now, ready to go. Turn over a new leaf here in the bottom of the seventh. Shake it on out. See if you can get something going here, Colt 45s. Peyton Edwards, who was at the plate when Kadama was caught stealing in the sixth to end that frame, will get a clean slate now to bat. Tanner Tweet is your catcher. He'll bat second this inning, and Brendan Roop is in the hole. Colt 45s have the big guns going here to get it going. They did it last night. Can they do it again tonight? Can they overcome a four-run deficit in the seventh? You know, take some focus. Let's see. Peyton had those good at-bats that first game back. He's had some good at-bats. Hit the ball hard. Nothing to show for it. He's a little behind on that fastball. Looks to me like Jay Bush is kind of heating up to finish his pitching. He's thrown 106 pitches. 106 pitches. The 0-1 delivery. Yeah, he's reaching back now. He's like, this is my last inning. I'm just going to throw heat. Well, let's see if the Colt 45s can do anything. Eight Edwards chased that one. It was up. Peyton wanting to get a hit himself. Now let's see. Let's see what Jay Bush does. Here comes the 0-2. Another good heater. He's just coming out and throwing heat right now. Three fastballs. Peyton, out of Shasta College, of course, Red Bluff High School. He'll attend Cal State Monterey Bay in the fall and play there in the fall and spring. 1-2 pitch coming to the right-handed hitter. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed. Well, you threw him three hard ones and then got him with a breaking ball. Strike three. He hasn't had that many strikeouts tonight. Six of them. See if he does the same with Tweet. I dare you. If he just stands there trying to blow him by, Jay Bush tries to blow him by Tweet. Let's see. I mean, you know, he probably realizes, he said, probably this is his last inning. He's just going to do what feels good. He has a four-run lead. Misses inside with that one. He didn't challenge Tweet, though, like he challenged Edwards, or at least maybe intended to, but he missed the mark. 1-0. Tanner waits. Fastball swung on, hit well towards right, carrying the right fielder on the track, and Martin will make the catch. If there was any breeze, we told you it is not carrying out here the last couple of days. He hit it well, got some loft on it, went with the pitch, but that's two down. Now they're going to need their magic to happen with two outs. The fans hitting the cowbell, trying to get it going. Brendan Roop standing in. The right-handed batting Texan. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Oh, and actually, I think he was hit by a pitch in the third. Swung on, bounced towards short. In the hole, down goes Dyer. He makes the throw, but he's never going to get Roop. There's a hit for Brendan. So with two outs, the Rally Caps need to get on, turned on, turned backwards, inside out, whatever it takes. Damon Velarde's had a pretty good night at the plate. He grounded to short to end the fifth, but had an RBI single back in the first, a double in the third, so one of his better days as a right-handed batter. He's a switch hitter. Roop had better not be going anywhere. That one fouled back. They ran themselves out of an inning last inning. No balls in the strike. Well, we mentioned to you earlier that this guy has the best ERA on their team this summer. Doesn't walk many, and he did walk a guy and hit a guy last inning. This one again hit towards the hole left side. Again he dives, now throws to first, but he won't get Velarde. That also will be an infield hit. I mean, their middle infielders are pretty acrobatic over there the last couple of days, but two hits in the hole, back-to-back. And now can Chris Brew deliver with two outs? They could use one here from their RBI leader. Two on. Let's see if he comes and challenges fastball first pitch. He does, and Brew swings right through it. 0-1. I don't know how much longer they're going to let Jabish go, but he's pretty deep in the counts here. This one's fouled off right side, out of plays. So probably about 114 or so pitches now. Chris Brew, 0-2 now in the count. Christopher grounded in a fielder's choice in the first, popped a second in the third, and then grounded to the shortstop in the fifth, I believe. Grounded out in the fifth. 0-2. Brew at the plate. Two on, two outs. Fastball swung on and missed. He chased him up the ladder. Four strike, three, sixth. Seventh strike out of the game now. And that will end the seventh. It was promising there for a moment. No runs, two hits. There were no errors and two men left on base. We'll go to the top of the eighth. Got to hold them right where you got them. It's 8-4. The Nighthawks leading the Colt 45s on KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Colt 45's trailing 8-4 here, top of the eighth inning. A couple of guys getting loose out there. Looks like Nick Horsley, one of them. He may be coming in to play third. He could also be coming in to pitch. Just checking out, seeing who's getting loose. Because Kodama did suffer some kind of injury over at third. But Nick also pitches, and he might be the guy to get him out of trouble if they just need some good hard strikes. Jordan Akins not with the club today, so he's not available to shut the door. I'm sure the big guy, Cross, could pitch tonight if needed. Swung on, first pitch, drilled, out of here, left field, way out of here. So their leadoff hitter, pinch hitting, Taylor Burcham, launches one off of Schrodel. I guess Schrodel challenged him and lost that particular challenge. So Burcham, who just came into the game here in the eighth, it's a solo homer. The best kind of homer, actually, if you're a pitcher. But there was no doubt from the moment it left its bat, if it was going to be fair, it was gone. And it was plenty fair and plenty gone. All right, it's 9-4 now. So Jeremy Martin batting. So I'm not sure if Burcham will stay in and play third. We'll find out. Fastball up. Well, it's Hall of Fame Day. The new Hall of Fame class inserted for Major League Baseball. That's why we don't have a night game. Duh, Brennan, I remember now. 2-0 pitch. Outside 3-0. So Schrodel grooved one. The first guy faced, no, not so much to Jeremy Martin, who's 2-for-3 tonight in the 9 spot. Misses high. Ball 4 straight pitches, so not the start to the inning. Nick had put down 8 in a row coming into this inning. He looked really good. Whatever the problem, perhaps a little bit too long in between. Yeah, Horsley out there looking like he's continuing to throw. It looks like he might be trying to get ready to pitch. First pitch is a strike to the leadoff hitter, Fletcher. Nobody out, man on first. One run already in this inning. Not a big lead. Swung on. This one's hit pretty well to the left. Velarde going back. On the track, though, he'll make the catch for out number one. So just a long out. That'll bring up Brooks Dyer. He had a two-run double today. He's 1-for-4. They're trying to even this four-game series at 2 apiece. Colt 45 is needing a big comeback. They have 2 more turns at bat as needed to do so. But they're trailing 9-4, still just 1 out. Dyer, good speed, hard to double up. First pitch away, 1-0. But they did it last night with 4 in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the 1-0. Fastball fouled off right side, 1-1. Well, coming up, we've got some promotions next week. The 27th, which is next Saturday night, is Caltrans night. There's a softball game before the game, and it actually they have pre-sold tickets will benefit their scholarship fund. That's coming up on the 27th. The first is alumni night. This one bounced towards short. Roop can't handle it. It's an error. He was thinking double play, and when he went to take it out of his glove, it didn't come with him. It's been that type of couple of days at times. So that's an E6. All hands safe. Dyer at first and Martin at second. They both run well. Queso Gata, if I have a sneaking suspicion, the way I've watched him a little bit, he might swing for the fence right here, especially considering they've hit one this inning and almost hit one a couple batters later. to the track anyway. And as I mentioned, alumni night, past folks who've played at Tiger Field, high school, American Legion, Colt 45s, all be welcomed out at the ballpark. That one's in the dirt. Tweet blocks it, keeps it in front of him. On the second, might want to put this on your, the last weekend of the season. The second, that's the Friday night. That's Flashback Friday. So tie-dye, yeah, gets you a dollar off. Anything 69, maybe those cool sunglasses, flowers in your hair, mud all over you. I guess I'm thinking Woodstock. 2-0 pitch now is over for a strike, 2-1. But anything that goes 1960s, you could probably dress like an astronaut since yesterday, 1969, was the, that's not what they're going for, but we'll have fun with it anyway. A couple of Friday nights from now. Bounce third base side, Kodama dives for it, can't knock it down, run's going to come in to score, runner will hold at second. It's now 10-4. That's a base hit. So Martin scores, and Dyer holds at second. Ogata with the RBI single. It had eyes. Cole Posey out of the plate. And they're going to come out. Barrett Fasking's going to come out with Posey due up, right-handed hitter. One of their dangerous hitters. Let's see if he's going to go on ahead and go to Nick Horsley. He wants to see maybe how Schrodel feels. Oftentimes your catcher is the one that can give you the answer to that question. As a pitcher is usually going to say, hey, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm good. But usually a manager or coach will look at the catcher and he can tell. And catchers have to be honest. You know, they want to back up their pitcher. But if a guy doesn't have his stuff, if he's not hitting the spots, if he's lost his mojo, sometimes a catcher can kind of give the high sign to the coach. Not doing it here. Sticking with Nick. And this is going to probably be his last batter, is my guess. Fasking holds up one as he points out towards the bullpen. I think he's saying we've got one more batter. If he doesn't get this guy, and this guy's a tough out. He's 1-for-4 tonight, takes it over for a strike. Posey's their cleanup hitter. Mentioned he has his huge thighs for a little guy, okay, but he also wears these super tight pants. Clearly he knows that. So he's trying to accentuate that. Swung on, left center. Bayena going back near the track, looking up, and it's out of here. Yeah, he just kind of got launch angle, we'll call it, on that one. And I think it went just over the Tiger Field scoreboard or just to the left of it. So, well, that's not a good feeling. Three-run homer for Posey. Second home run of this inning. And it makes it now a 13-4 game, and that will be it for Schrodel. He's kind of smiling because, well, you know, that was his last guy. What are you going to do when a guy hits it out? And he didn't get it down. He's giving him the ball. He pitched well until it got away from him this inning. We'll tell you about Nick Horsley on the hill when we come back. It's 13-4 now. It's mop-up time for the Colt 45. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Dude, look what just popped up on my timeline. Dude, I was just thinking about the Charbroiled Double Deals from Carl's Jr. California Classic Double Cheeseburger, Jalapeno Double Cheeseburger, and the Double Cheeseburger.
Three mouthwatering burgers for only $2.99 each.
How did they know we were starving?
How did they know I only have about $2.99 in my wallet?
It's the algorithm, man. He knows everything.
Whoa, wait. Who's the algorithm?
Charbroiled Double Deals, only at Carl's Jr. Available for a limited time. Price and participation may vary. Price higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Tax not included.
The new Christy Minstrels are returning to Redding's historic Cascade Theater August 3rd. This hit-making machine won Grammys and spawned the careers of Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes. The new Christy Minstrels, Saturday, August 3rd at 7:30. Get tickets today to relive the heyday of the 60s popular folk trend with the new Christy Minstrels. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, the new pitcher is Nick Horsley. He had not pitched since high school until he pitched a couple of times for the Colt 45s. His last appearance was great and then not so great. It was a while ago, back on June 9th. He went three innings, didn't give up any hits. He threw gas, I mean, hard. He struck out four, but he walked three and gave up three runs, two of them earned. He is a hard, hard thrower. We know that from his catching. That was his last appearance, and his first relief appearance, trying to find that one, it was way, way back. Got to turn on the Wayback Machine on him. Let's see if I can find that one. Well, I might have missed it. But either way, he doesn't like to have to come in relief, but he will do what his team asks him to do, and Nick has done that this year without complaint. And they needed him to give him an inning, and it's his job now to try to give him an inning plus. With Jordan Akins not available and probably not wanting to use Jeff Cross in a bit of a blowout he threw last night. It became a blowout now, so Horsley throws hard. Let's see if he can throw some strikes. That's going to be the key for him. Getting out in front. His third appearance, four innings. He's allowed just two hits in those innings, but three earned runs, three walks, and five strikeouts. Very good fastball to the pinch hitter, Campbell Dace, leading things off, or rather facing him here in the eighth. There's nobody on. That's what happens when the team hits a three-run homer. 0-1 pitch, it's away. So let's see if Horsley can get him fired up a little bit. He misses with the 0-1 pitch. It's 1-1 now. Day standing in. Nick winds and delivers. Another good fastball. That's strike two. I don't think Dace could have caught up with any anyway. He shakes his head. Determined that Dace has the bushy ponytail last night, not a man bun. So I wanted to stand corrected on that. Curly hair out of the back of his helmet. 1-2. Breaking ball over. Cold strike three. Horsley didn't show him that one in warm-ups, I don't think. But either way, if they did, they weren't watching because it was a good one. First strikeout, obviously, for Nick Horsley. Now with two outs, Connor Schaefer to the plate. Nick Horsley, as opposed to Schaefer as the long hair and the previous guy with long hair, has a buzz on the side and pretty tight on the top. He has a heat in the summer haircut. All business. If you're a catcher and you play in Larrikin, Utah, or you're playing here, yep, you know it's hot. You don't need to mess around with any extra locks. That one's fouled back now. Quickly working. I like that. A ball and a strike on the right-handed hitter, Schaefer. 7-8 hitter of the inning. 1-1. That one's away. 2-1. I give the fans credit who stuck it out now. I mean, a few may have left after that big three-run homer here in the five-run eighth. Missed on that one. So now he's behind in the count, 3-1. Looking in for the sign. Shakes his head, yes. 3-1 delivery. Fastball popped up in the infield. McCoy calls everybody off just on the edge of the grass. He'll make the catch for out number three. So the Colt 45s, it's gut check time here. Bottom of the eighth. What you going to do? Needing some runs, trailing now 13-4. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends. Can't explain it, you just have to see.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, Colt 45's have a new pitcher to at least look at. I'm not sure that it's going to be any easier because he's pitched well this summer in relief. Sasha Jabish pitched very well, and that has been the case. But now it's 6 foot 4 inch Chad Stoner out of Clark College who's going to pitch, and Stoner's pitched well for them this summer. I believe it is Stoner. I got to make sure. Yes, they swapped numbers. He's wearing long black sleeves. That must be his thing. No matter what the temperature, it's not that hot tonight, but. Leading off for the Colt 45s right now is Kyle Schrodel. Now, Kyle had a bouncing single in the sixth. Connor McCoy is on deck. That one's bounced up there, 1-0. So let me give you those numbers on Stoner. This is his seventh appearance. Now, he's been a starter for them primarily. In 25 innings, he's 3-1 with a good 3.24 earned run average and shows a good fastball. There's no doubt about that. So whatever they're feeding him up in Portland area, they're fueling some heat because they've had several guys with very good fastballs. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball, that's over for a strike, 2-1. And they're challenging. He's coming out challenging. Takes a deep breath. Looks in for the sign. Rocks back from the wind, big kick, and delivers low, 3-1. Kicks the dirt, not happy with himself there. Ball gets away on the throw back. The shortstop's not paying attention. The pitcher has to go back and get it. I'm not sure that's a sign of anything. When you're down 13-4, the Colt 45s may be looking for, well, maybe a base hit instead of a team throwing a ball away. Just throwing that out there. Brett Miller, the coach over at first base. Justin Seibesma, Biz, the third base coach, Barrick Fasking. And Biz talking over in the third base side. This one swung on, hit off the fist, slow roller to short. Dyer throws in the dirt. Did he scoop it up? He did. Give credit on that play to the first baseman. Nogata did a nice job saving a base runner there. Just goes down as a 6-3 in the book, but Nogata, a nice play. Connor McCoy now to the plate. He'll face Stoner. Looking for his first hit of the night. Struck out in the second, flew to center in the fourth, walked in the sixth. First pitch to him is over for a strike. Stoner throwing strikes, no doubt. That's what he's come in to do. Bounce that one up there, though, 1-1. At least first pitch strikes.
Guess what? I got a fever.
Bayena is on deck. McCoy gets another good fastball over for a strike, 1-2. I think that's the plan. Bring him in, throw some heat. He winds, big leg kick, delivers, just missed low and away. Kind of got that radar ball, you know, you can hear it, but you can't see it. Pretty good fastball. 2-2 the count. Big kick. That one's just a little bit low. 3-2. Catcher Cobb just tried to sell it back there, but couldn't quite do it. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. That was a changeup, and it was over for strike three. And just on the inside corner, and Connor thought it was ball four. He threw his bat and started to head down to first. Now has to sheepishly head back to the dugout. It looked like strike three to me. I think he just didn't realize it was some kind of change, and it looked like maybe, I'm not sure if it was a cutter. It was not anywhere near the same fastball, but it started out a little bit inside, and I think it finished on the inside edge of the plate. So it's up to Andy Bayena to get a little two-out rally vibe here in the ballpark. However you do that, get on base, man. That's the way you do it. Fastball up there, hacking, choked up on this. He's caught wind of the speed of the fastball. 0-1. Maybe he's not choked up as much as he was. And he hit a liner to short, turned into a double play his last at-bat. So he's had some good at-bats. Check swing. Did he go? Nope. Ron Gunn quickly asked Thomas Hutler over at first, or on the bases. He's currently in the first base area. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Fastball. Ooh, he checked the swing. Probably a good thing. I don't know that he would have come up with it. It was high, 2-1. Tried to get him to chase. Colt 45s need to get some base runners, see if they can rattle this guy. That one was over for a strike. That looked like the same pitch that punched out McCoy, but it was on the outside corner. So he's just getting one where it just breaks slightly away from the right-handed hitter, whether it's a circle or what. I can't see from his release, but it's a good-looking changeup. That's a fastball. Swung on, hit down the line, left field. In the corner. Does it get down? It does. It's extra bases for Baena. Miller's hollering at him, 2-2-2. Some fans are yelling 3-3-3. But, Andy, now that's the way you start a two-out rally, right there. Let's see if they can do something with it. Now you find out how Stoner handles it. Now, see, he hit that one on the nose, and he pulled it. So you can get around on the guy just because the guy has a good fastball. You just have to pay attention. Kodama, good fastball hitter, all fields. So Colt 45's needed that. I believe that's their 10th hit of the night. It's not a bunch to show for it. They haven't scored since the second. That was the tip of the cap to Jay Bush for that. He pitched tough after that. First pitch to Kodama's over first, a little bit low, I guess, 1-0. It was over but low. See, I saved myself on that. We have a little bit of a difficult viewpoint over from the third base side in the third base grandstands. If I'm looking straight out towards the right field wall, I see straight out between the first base coach and first base. So that's my perspective. Swung on, fouled off, out of play left side, 1-1. So it's difficult sometimes to tell the subtleties of the release of the pitch from this location or exactly how on the umpire is. I have to react based on the catcher and the umpire. And so sometimes that's why it's a little difficult to tell. There's a breaking ball swung on, hitting the hole right side. It gets through Posey for a hit, rounding third. The throw comes cut off, diving into second. This time he dives, and Kodama is safe. So Kodama takes second on the throw. A critical RBI single. How about that two-out rally we're talking about? So well done, Julian Kodama. Went the had a hole over there. Hit through it. Now Peyton Edwards with a chance to erase the memory of his first four at-bats. He had a good fly ball in the first inning, but he's whiffed his next three times up. First pitch fastball. That one's over for a strike. Kind of tweet on deck. Two outs. Good a time as any right now to keep it going. You're 3-4 hitters up. 0-1 pitch. Fastball. Bounce foul left side. Out of play. We got some more fans leaving. Hopefully they'll tune in. I don't want them to miss the big comeback. Colt 45s were down by 9 runs, now down by 8. It's 13-5. Stranger things have happened in the world of baseball. Fastball up, because again, you never know how a pitcher is going to react. And this guy's looked good, obviously in relief. Working from the stretch, the big, lanky right-hander peers in, kicks big, fastball. He goes the other way. First baseman goes down on one knee field, says he'll take it himself. Steps on the bag for out number 3. But the Colt 45s do get a run on a couple of hits, and they leave one man on base. Let's go to the top of the ninth. They have to hold it right here, then just bring a whole pile of lumber in the bottom of the ninth. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Well, Nick Horsley will just face the 7-8-9 batters in their order and hopefully can put them down, and the Colt 45s can maybe just have some fun in the bottom of the ninth. Their fans that have stuck it out deserve it. I don't know if he's still listening, but tomorrow is my dad's 87th birthday. I love him so much. Lives with me and my mother here in Reading. They live with me, and I just want to wish him a happy 87th birthday. He doesn't go in for too much of the celebration stuff, but couldn't have a better dad, that's for sure. All right, we'll head to the seventh hitter in the lineup for them. That'll be Jacob Cobb, assuming they don't send some pinch hitters up, and it looks like they may do just that. I believe, just by glancing, because I've seen some of these guys, this may be Grant. Ah, was wrong. So they have changed some names. That's right, Grant was already in the game, excuse me. So this is Doyle. Is that right? Man, they've got these numbers all jacked up. They got two. Oh, that's what it is. They have two number 45s. They brought up some guys from their younger team, and that's so they have another number 45. And this is Doyle. Got it. It's developmental baseball, and that's the way you get. It's like spring training. You might get some weird numbers, but hey, they're all here to play. Corey Doyle, first couple of pitches missed, but so does the third one from Horsley. Not by much, 3-0. So Nick came in, struck out the first guy he faced, and got a pop-up after that. He's the third pitcher for the Colt 45s. Reality, it's a mop-up roll, and that means he needs to do that, throw strikes. Good fastball over, 3-1. Colt 45s don't play again until Wednesday night, but they have four games next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Five games starting Wednesday. And then they have four games the next week with a Wednesday road game to Lincoln, and then the three, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, to end this summer campaign. Here's a 3-2 pitch coming out from Nick Horsley. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. Good recovery from Horsley after falling behind. It'll bring up, I believe it's Burcham, who we would all like to forget, but he hit a solo homer in the eighth. It was a pinch hit home run, and it was such a no-doubter that I'm not even sure anybody needed to turn around. They had two homers last inning, and it kind of spoiled the feel. And the breaking ball over. A little high, though. 1-0. He asked the umpire something. I'm not sure what it was. Might have been, was that over? But high? That's what the radio guy said. Fastball over for a strike. 1-1. I absolutely cannot stomach a guy moaning about balls and strikes in a 13-5 game when it's a close pitch. That one's low. I mean, if you called that one a strike, I could see fans, they can do whatever they want. Fans can do whatever they want. They pay for their tickets, right? Some people like to just good-naturedly hang on the umpire's every call and moan about it. But a player, 2-1. Fastball hit sharply right back through the box. Horsley had to get out of the way of that one. He threw the glove up in self-defense. It's a base hit. So Burcham is 2-for-2 since joining the party. And Jeremy Martin now comes to the plate again. Martin's been on base 3 times. A couple of hits, a walk. A little left-handed batter. And the first pitch to him from Horsley, a fastball up, 1-0. One out here in the ninth. Horsley would love a ground ball to short or second. Fastball inside, didn't miss by much, 2-0. Nick's throwing hard, but he's had to take something off of it a couple times to get it over. 2-0, let's see what he delivers. Runner's not going anywhere. Fastball. And then just took something off of it. He didn't miss by much. 3-0. Wasn't the big curve he's been throwing. And he has not pitched that enough to really have developed any other pitches. Here's the pitch. That's a fastball. That's over. 3-1. Martin choking up. A little bit more. He's seen the fastball now. Runner is going. Nobody's paying attention. Horsley balked him. Horsley saw the runner going, and he just kind of balked. I don't know if that was intentional, just so he didn't get a steal on tweet. He meant to probably step off and throw. Swung on, foul back. 3-2 now to count. Top of their order is due up. So you don't have the force play now, but here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball popped up left side, and it's going to be out of play. Over by the beer garden behind the home team dugout. Here at Tiger Field. Well, the field's still in great shape for the heat of the summer. What a wonderful job Rick Bassetti and all of his crew and the players and everybody have done on this field and this stadium. You got a couple more weekends to come out and enjoy it. It's been turned into a real gem again this summer. You have to also thank, I think, Dignity Health for all that they added and all of the sponsors who've helped to build the fences around the park to make it safer, cleaner, just feel and look more like a ballpark that you can be proud of here in Reading. So, you know, hey, tonight's not been the greatest night, but we had a thriller last night, and there's been some thrilling baseball out here. So if you haven't had the chance to come out, bring your family. Tickets are cheap, inexpensive, and they're worth it. Hope you can make your way out to the ballpark here in the next couple of weeks. That was ball 4. You may have gathered while I was talking. So Martin is on at first. First walk issued by Horsley in relief. Top of their lineup, Jack Fletcher, left-handed batter, comes in. Fastball lines it right back up the middle. Bayena fields. They're going to hold the runner at third, throw to the cutoff man. They're not looking to pour it on here. And good hitters are going to see a fastball, and if it's not moving a whole lot, and I'm not sure Nick's is, and he has a good one, and they're going to eventually catch on. Brooks Dyer now to the plate. So the hits have increased. He's a right-handed batter. First pitch is over in the inside corner for a strike. Colt 45 is trailing 13-5, just wanting to get out of this mess. One out. Bases are loaded, by the way. I didn't make that clear to you. Burcham's at third. Martin's at second. And Fletcher's at first. Next pitch over for a strike. Now 0-2. He's going from the windup. Curveball fouled that back. 13-14-5. For the Nighthawks, 5 runs, 12 hits, 4 errors for the Colt 45s. No ball, 2-strike count. Horsley shakes. Yep, 9 steps back. Didn't like the location. And actually, the hitter had asked for time as well. So Dyer back in. Horsley peers in for the sign. Now shakes. Goes into the wind. Fastball blew that one by him. Strike three. Second strikeout of the inning. Third strikeout by Horsley. He's going to need something to get Ogata. Ogata likes to swing hard, and he knocked the run in the eight before Posey's big three-run homer. So Case Ogata can stand in. He's 1-for-4 tonight, a walk and an RBI single, as mentioned. There's a fastball with a little sidearm on it, 0-1. Horsley's a competitor, man. He told me he really doesn't like to pitch. He doesn't want to pitch. You know, he'll play anywhere and ask, but he knows his team could use him tonight. So you can bet he is out there wanting to just stick it to him. And because they've stuck it to the Colt 45s tonight. That was a breaking ball over for a strike. Now 0-2. Checks the runner at third. Bases are loaded. Nick looks in, peers in for the sign. Now shakes his head. Yep, that's it. Looks at third as he goes into his wind. Fastball up the ladder. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So he gets three strikeouts. Leaves the bases loaded. And no damage done on the scoreboard. That's a good thing. Going to the bottom of the ninth inning looking for some kind of magic. Trailing by 8-13-5. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball from Tiger Field on KCNR.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Colt 45s need some real magic to make this thing interesting, but hey, it could happen. They've had double-digit innings this year. Trailing in this one now, 13-5. It'll be Tweet, Roop, and Velarde due up. And they'll have to do it against Stoner.
It's rally time.
Chad Stoner, you can hear Baron Browning saying, it's rally time, fans. I've been saying it. It took you so long, Baron. The lanky 6'4 right-hander, Chad Stoner. They got to him a little bit in the eighth. He got the first couple of guys. Good fastball. Baena got around on one in the corner, doubled, and then scored on Kodama's hit. Now Tweet takes the first pitch. That one wasn't the heater. 1-0. Tanner likes him a good fastball. Power to all fields. Again, wind is not blowing out tonight. And it hit Tweet right in the base of the back. Lower back. He's okay. Take a base runner any way you can get him right now. Not intentional, I'm sure of that. And now Brendan Roop comes up. Right-handed hitting Roop 1-for-4. Earlier I had said he was 2-for-4, but he was hit with a pitch back in the third, I believe. And an RBI single in that seventh. Or no, he had an infield single, one to deep short. First pitch to him is the ball, 1-0. Velarde will bat left. He's on deck. Nobody out. Man on. Fastball misses away. 3-0. They don't have anybody throwing, so this is Stoner's job, and he's been good for them this summer, as I mentioned. Been primarily a starter for them. Here's the pitch. That one's over for a strike. Correct, I believe it's a 2-1 count, not 3-1. Tweet's not going anywhere at first, unless they throw the ball to the backstop or something. Off-speed fouled out of play, right side, 2-2. Kranowski didn't have his best stuff and didn't have the best stuff behind him. Got tired, went four innings, eight hits, only two of his eight runs allowed were earned, four walks and three strikeouts. He deserved a better fate, of course. Schrodel went 3 1/3. The wheels fell off in that 1/3. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So Brendan goes down on strikes. That was a tough out. Eamon Velarde now batting, the left-handed hitter. Again, Schrodel pitched well until the wheels kind of fell off in that last inning. He had pitched actually very well going into the last inning, and then he got touched for a couple home runs. Wound up giving up four earned runs, and Horsley came in, pitched last inning in 2/3. First pitch to Velarde was a fastball over for a strike. He took it. He saw it. He left it. And it's down to the count of 1-1. Chris Brew on deck. Velarde 3-for-4 tonight. Change up inside corner, missed, and then Tweet's going to head to second. That'll be a pass ball. So you have a man in scoring position, and what that does for you, Velarde doesn't run great. He's average runner, I would say. Big guy, long strides. But it takes you out of the double play scenario as far as a ground ball goes with one out. 1-1 pitch coming to Eamon. That's low, 2-1. Luke Farah came in to catch at the start of this inning. Cobb was catching, then they pinch hit for him. And Farah in behind the plate now. Boy, he goes up the ladder with one hand. The other hand slips off. He needs to get some more pine tar, resin, whatever he puts on it. Boy, he had a one-handed swing on that. 2-2, the count. That was ugly. Eamon trying to get some good pine tar on there now. Got to have just the right amount. Pine tar is I wouldn't call it a science. Some guys just love tons of it. Remember George Brett? Some guys just want a little. And the big thing now is the wrap, the sticky tape they put on these wood bats. A lot of big leaguers you see do it. I don't know. I like to stick them. 2-2. Fastball. High chopper to first. He'll look the runner over as he goes to third, but just step on the bag. And that is out number two. Three unassisted. It's the runner now at third. So now you really need some magic. Not trying to disparage. I'd love a big 8-run, 2-out rally. But that's the truth of it. You're down eight. Man at third. Brew at the plate. 2 outs. But a couple of hits. You know, what the heck? These fans stuck it out. Let them see some more. I'd love to see something from Chris. Let's see. First pitch curve. Inside corner called for a strike. So Stoner mixing it up with that first pitch. That first inning, he's just throwing cheese for the most part. 0-1, big kick, fastball there. That was low, 1-1. There's still no doubt that's his favorite pitch, and it has been effective. 1-1, that was another curve on the inside corner. That one just a little inside, 2-1. Just didn't have the bite that first curve had. Get that out over the plate, hang it, and that non-bite becomes something else. That was a fastball. Chris took a big cut at it, missed it, 2-2. Looking in for the sign of Stoner. Let's see what he comes with. I'm guessing fastball again, 2-2 to Brew. It's a changeup. Swung on, missed, strike three. Brew goes down on strikes, the Colt 45s. Leave a man on base here in the ninth. Your final score, 13 runs, 14 hits, 5 errors for the winning Nighthawks. They leave 8 men on base for the Colt 45s. 5 runs, 12 hits, and four errors. And let's add those LOBs real quick for you. They had 2, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10 men left on base for the Colt 45s. Your winning pitcher is going to be the starter. And that's Jay Bush, who pitched very well. 7 strong innings. He ended up giving up 10 hits, but none of the 4 runs were earned, a walk and 7 strikeouts. Stoner pitched the last 2 innings, not enough to earn a save, and it was a blowout by then. Kronowski will get tagged with the loss, so Peter falls on the season to 3-3 with that loss. I believe that's the first time in a start for him that the team has failed to win the game, but certainly in his last 3 starts, 4 starts now, that's the case. Schrodel pitched well till he tired in his 4th inning of work, and then Nick Horsley got mop-up duty, did his job, and got out of it without giving up did he give up any runs? Yeah, I guess he did, but anyway, that's the final, 13-5, and the Colt 45s split this 4-game series with the Nighthawks. So we'll be back, a little bit of a recap, and we'll look ahead to look ahead to upcoming action this week. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR. Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join Wednesday nights at 6.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Redding got 3 runs in the bottom of the first, but the Nighthawks got 5 in the second. And, yes, errors certainly figured into that in that particular frame. And the Colt 45s never got back on top. They added a run in the second, and the Nighthawks got 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and 5 in the eighth. Colt 45s left too many guys on base and just couldn't string together those big hits. With a couple of their big bats out of the lineup, they're scuffling. They got the hits, but just were, again, making some of those mental errors, running themselves out of some innings. A couple of things, late in the season, this is the time where mental sharpness will get to any club, and the Colt 45s, that's what they have to do, kind of cinch it up. They played good baseball most of the summer, and they got to come back and do that again. They've got quite a bit left. After tonight, there are 5 games next week. On Wednesday, they'll be tested. The Sierra Wolves will come down for 2 Wednesday and Thursday night. And then a tough 3-game series against the SF Puff Caps. That'll be all those games, of course, at night, start at 7:15, except for the Sunday night game against SF, and that one will start as tonight did at 6:15. We had about a 3-hour game tonight. The Colt 45s will go on the road on the 30th to play a single game in Lincoln before then coming home for their final homestand, first, second, and third, 2 games against Fairfield and the finale against Ringtails, the Ringtails of Reading, and there are plenty of fun things going on in most of those home games remaining. So a chance to bring the family out. They didn't have their best game tonight, but the Colt 45s have certainly been a fun team to watch most of the summer. They fall now to 19-18 on the season with this 13-5 loss tonight, and the Nighthawks, pretty good first year as a summer collegiate club. The Portland team improves to 16-13 as they split this four-game series. Our next broadcast, again, coming your way Wednesday night. The Colt 45s game will come right after Scorecard Scribblings. We'll have more baseball interviews in that particular night before the game, and that'll be part of Scorecard Scribblings at 6 o'clock. That comes your way on Wednesday night. That'll be the next time you hear from me. And then, of course, the game to follow. We hope you'll plan to tune in if you can't be out at the ballpark. And if you are out at the ballpark, you can always bring your radio. Certainly say hi to me and love knowing that you're listening out there. We appreciate you all. Well, one thing about baseball, you can't win them all. But if you're lucky, you get to try again real soon. That is Wednesday night for us. And that is when we will see you again. For producer Jared King, I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us tonight from Tiger Field, saying so long, everybody, from Redding, California.
18 elections, and they did not run on Medicare for All. They ran on bread and butter issues, and they are very worried about the 2020 candidates' positions, and they think they're unrealistic and politically risky. And they are basically sending the message, hey, look, this may be great sloganeering, but you're not going to win the White House on this. They also think that the way the debates are being run are really stupid. In fact, James Carville said when they were being asked to, like, raise their hands in, you know, like, do you support Medicare for All or do you support open borders or something, and they had to raise their hands, James Carville said they should just raise the middle finger.
Yeah.
To the question itself, because it's so stupid to have to answer a question like that in a debate.
This is dangerous, damaging, whatever. I don't see how this. It's like education is free. Come on, you think everybody is stupid? Who's going to pay for it? We have a $21 trillion deficit as of this week, and maybe I don't know. We haven't drained a lot of the people out of the swamp who are big spenders. Apparently, this guy is spending money faster than any president in the history of the country. And the tax cuts, although make you feel good, are contributing to this. So I think both sides have got some problems with where they come down on some of these issues. You've got to have some common sense here. It seems to be greatly lacking. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com, or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside my pillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed. It's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
A pastor was arrested in Spokane, Washington, after trying to enter a public library to observe a nationwide event known as Drag Queen Story Hour. Well, the police somehow discerned those not supportive of the event and ordered them across the street while facilitating supporters' entrance to the public library. When the pastor asserted his First Amendment rights, he was arrested. After his release from jail, he contacted Pacific Justice Institute's Washington attorney, Jorge Ramos, who has successfully defended, persecuted, and prosecuted ministers in the past. Needless to say, PJI will contest this viewpoint-based discrimination.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Roundup, based on the charts that came from Talkers Magazine for the week of July 15th to the 19th. This is annualized and weeklyized. Is that a word? Weeklyized? What do you think? John Harper from WMEL is here. Rick Jensen, WDEL. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. What'd you say, John?
It's a word now, right?
Right! New word, yes. The Dougster brought about. We do this under the authority of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison and I put this idea together a long time ago. Of doing what, you know, Casey Kasem was on the air, and he would take, the producers took the top 40 from Billboard magazine, and he would say that in the credits at the end of each of the hours of the program. And so what we did was just Talkers Magazine, the equivalent of Billboard in the talk world. And so we just decided, okay, let's come up with a list every week of what we figure are the top 10 items of discussion on news talk radio stations. And this has been going on for a long time. And I think what it does is provide a service acknowledging what different people are saying and thinking, because thank heavens we are not a one-speak, one-ideology country. It would be a horrible place if it was, although I think there are people on both sides who would like it. I remember working for a guy. I ran WEEI in Boston as the ops manager for a couple of years in the mid-80s. And he used to tell me the world would be a better place if everybody was Catholic, everybody was a Republican, and we all voted for, I don't know, when was that, in the 1980s, was it Reagan or whatever. Yeah. It would be, the world would be a better place. And so he and I remained friends. We didn't agree on that then, and I don't agree with that thinking now. I might have things that I feel strongly about. We all do, and we that sort of defines who we are. But I've noticed that my thinking has changed. John, how has your thinking changed over the years about what you think is important or how you view issues?
Wow, it certainly, Doug, has, I think, mellowed over the years. It's not as extreme as I think it once was years ago. And I'm much more understanding, I think, of all different types of opinions, not just those who agree with me. I've got strong political opinions about so many different things, but at the same time, if somebody doesn't agree with what I think, well, that's okay. I can roll with that, and so that's how I've kind of changed, I think, over the years.
What about you, Jensen? What are you thinking the same way now? I think I've known you for, what, how long have I known you? 20 years? I can't even remember when I first met you, but that's not important. I just wonder how
it's
you think
about,
you...
It's been about 20 years, I think, yeah.
And now, back to the countdown. 20 years ago, Doug met Rick.
So,
that was good.
It was good, actually. That was very good, yeah. And now, back to the countdown.
I could imagine years ago when I was a little more feisty, angry about some things, and now I care more about how our policies really affect people in the real world. For example, you and I both have libertarian leanings, right?
Yes.
So when Rand Paul says what he says about the 9/11,
I'm glad you brought that up. That's thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, go ahead, finish the statement.
So when he said we have to
pay number seven
for
this
first,
week, by the way, on the countdown, it's number seven this week.
This is where libertarianism runs full steam, smack dab into the brick wall of reality, because there's this emotional segment that he's not considering. He's right, by the way. We need to think about that for everything we do. How do we pay for it? But when you have this emotional issue like, oh, the 9/11 or responders, man, we've got to take care of these folks. And yes, we do. But how do you actually go about that? And, Doug, I'd love to get your thoughts on that, because I know you think along those lines.
Well, I think in terms of when that came up this week, I said on the air that I was tired of people spending money with no accountability. If you're going to spend money for something like this, you got to take it out of something else. And people say, no, we have so much waste, fraud, abuse, corruption in this country. Every single department, federal level, state level, local level, want to make a bad guy out of him.
Yes.
I don't think he's a bad guy.
I think we do. I think we do.
All right.
Well,
we're going to spend the rest of our time here. Because John is here and he represents a district in Florida where the Space Coast has its roots. We're going to talk to somebody in a moment about the 50th anniversary of the moonwalk, engage ourselves in 50-year-ago thinking. Some of you who were not even alive 50 years ago, maybe we'll learn something by this chat coming up in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for this week, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. In the story column, number 10, all the discussion about heat wave, and is it really caused by climate change? Number 9, Amazon and their Prime Day hula. 8, tension between us and Iran. Number 7, Rand Paul and the passage of the first responder funding bill. Philadelphia police and their social media problems at number 6. Apollo 11, the 50th anniversary, number 5. Puerto Rico and the problems there, number 4. Presidential race is number 3 this week on the countdown. Number 2, the condemnation of Trump and his racist comments. Number 1, the reality of the squad. Who are these people and what's all the attacking? That's the list, the charts from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
As more and more rural hospitals close their doors, access to air medical services is becoming a matter of life or death. In recent years, due to insurers paying significantly less, these services are at risk, and many patients have faced surprise medical bills. Legislation currently in front of Congress, which aims to eliminate surprise billing, would increase air medical-based closures by forcing an insufficient and financially unsustainable median network rate reimbursement on providers. Seth Myers of Global Medical Response, the largest air medical service provider in the country.
In the middle of a crisis, patients shouldn't worry about whether their transport's covered by their insurance. Our objective has always been to keep the patient out of the middle. We're very willing to work with the insurers and the government on solutions to ensure access to these life-saving services is available to patients without the fear of a surprise bill.
For more information, visit www.globalmedicalresponse.com/protect-patients.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I'd say, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Doug Steffen here with the people list from Talkers Magazine. 10 names. Actually, there are usually more than that because we find that there are folks that go together. Kevin Spacey and Jeff Epstein are tied number 10. An interesting combo. Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg, number 9. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, number 8. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins, the Apollo 11 astronauts at number 7. Rand Paul at number 6. Let's see here. Number 5, William Barr. Ricardo Rossello at number 4. Biden and the rest of the people that are running for president on the Democratic side in the third position. Number 2, the ladies of the aforementioned squad. And at number 1, the president who is sure to, he's going to be number 1 for good or for better or for worse. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Review, and a focus now on a big event that took place 50 years ago. John Harper on the review from WMEL remembers vividly, as do I, what happened on that day. Joining us in the conversation is Matthias Benayok, who works for IBM. IBM celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moonwalk and the age of space exploration. As we think about July 20th, 50 years ago, this is important for us to sort of put all these things in perspective. Mr. Benioch is the lead architect for IBM Germany, studying computer science. You know what? I think about you and I think about our connection. Were it not for, and this may be wild speculation, if it weren't for World War II and the emergence of Wernher von Braun, and then him being grabbed up by the Americans at the end of the war to do exactly what he did, we might not have had Apollo 11. Do you think, Matthias, that that's an accurate statement?
Yeah, that could be. Actually, I'm maybe too young to yet judge that from experience, but I think it's a good statement, yeah.
Yeah. So let's just talk for a minute about IBM and other companies that are important to the space program, contributing, making things. How many IBM people worked on that first mission, and are folks still around from Apollo 11? Probably 50 years later, there aren't too many folks that are still in IBM that were around then, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, not too many, but I actually met some of them, and those were 4,000 people from IBM systems, engineers, developers, research scientists, and so on, working and collaborating with NASA on making this happen, this great venture.
John Harper is one of the radio hosts that's on this program with me. He runs some stations on the Space Coast, and he invited me many years ago to come down, and so did the people that were running the shuttle program in Cape Kennedy. So I was firsthand in buildings where your people were working. I remember, John, how important the folks like IBM were to the local economy, and maybe, I don't know, are they still, in a sense?
Yeah, Doug, in a sense, they still are. Of course, it's grown tremendously over the past couple of decades, and as I've mentioned to you on previous programs, there are so many different types of companies that represent the space program in many different ways that are moving here to the space coast of Florida. You almost need a scorecard now to keep track of who's coming in, but IBM certainly did play and still plays an important role here on the space coast.
So, Mr. Benioch, let's go back to the IBMers that worked on Apollo 11 and what they actually did. What part did they play? What did they build or contribute to the hardware itself?
Yeah, they contributed actually two main things. One thing is the instrument control within the Saturn V rocket. So they built the software and the hardware around that. They actually shrunk a mainframe computer from the size of a refrigerator down to the size of a suitcase, and put that into this instrument control. So that was one thing that IBM did. Another thing that was really key to success of this mission was the data analysis on the ground station. So we put there large computers, large mainframes, to actually do all the calculations and all the data analysis to guide the spaceship through space and onto Moon. So those were the main two things where the 4,000 IBMers were involved with.
You know, one of the things that I remember is seeing all the people down there, thousands of them. There were 4,000 IBM programmers that were involved in this thing. I don't think people understand or remember, and I'd say this for a comment, both John and Matthias, how many people it took to make this all happen. Matthias?
So I don't have an exact number, but I think it was an extensive number of people overall that were working in the United States, but also outside of the United States and the partner countries and so on, to actually make the moon landing a success.
Yeah. John, isn't it amazing how many people? I remember going into the hangar and seeing all these people in white. It was like going into an operating room, except there were so many of them working on the nuance of every little thing on the, at least I remember that from the shuttle experience.
Doug, it would be interesting for Matthias to tell us, was IBM, when did IBM get involved with the space program? Was it with the Apollo, or did it get started way back in the Mercury days?
How early?
It was even earlier. Yeah, it was quite earlier. It was actually before NASA was founded, when IBM was involved with the rocket launch and the space program and overall. And since Apollo, we were involved in any other mission to space afterwards.
So what did you do? Go ahead, John.
No, I just said, so they've been involved since the early 1950s.
Yeah, it would seem that way. So what you're an engineer. What have you done? What's your specific job? What have you done? Or how have you applied your knowledge to what IBM is doing with NASA? Specifically you, Matthias.
So right now, we actually sent the first autonomously free-flying robot to the International Space Station. And he's called Simon, and he's assisting the robots, assisting the astronauts on the space station with their daily tasks. So he can help them with their experiments and with their documentation tasks and so on.
Isn't that great? Well, it's an amazing world we live in, and the space partnership, public and private, continues. I can't imagine IBM not being, as one of the great American companies, not being involved in this. If you want more information on how IBM is involved, go to newsroom.ibm.com. That's newsroom.ibm.com. Our thanks to Matthias Benayok and to John Harper. The memories of 50 years ago and looking forward to the future in space travel, something we all need to do and wrap ourselves around because it's important for our country, I think. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Come see Lit Women at Riverfront Playhouse, a timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalenikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for us to, on Tech Talk, take a gander or listen up to Victoria Keeley, give us a list of the top five technology stories from this past week. We do it every week at this time. Number five to number one at five. Interesting combo. If you want a combo meal, you can get it... delivered by DoorDash.
McDonald's has teamed up with DoorDash. They've dumped Uber Eats, and they have a new exclusive deal with DoorDash starting July 29th. If you are looking for some delivery from McDonald's in more than 200 locations, you will have to use DoorDash. Now, their subscription service is called Dash Pass, and that offers, they have a million members so far. And it offers you unlimited $0 delivery fees on orders of $12 or more. DoorDash is based in San Francisco, and it recently outpaced Grubhub to become the largest food delivery service in the country. DoorDash now claims 32% of sales and among food delivery companies. This is really bad news for Uber Eats, because when Uber Eats actually filed their IPO, that their partnership with McDonald's featured prominently in the valuation of the company. So now that they no longer have McDonald's, I'm not really sure if that's going to dip the Uber stock, but it probably will have some residual effect. Mm-hmm. But so now McDonald's represents DoorDash's biggest chain restaurant yet. So DoorDash is still growing.
All right, Prime Week this past week, but that wasn't the biggest news for Amazon. This is.
Yeah, Amazon has filed an application with the FCC to join SpaceX, OneWeb, and others, including Facebook, in launching a constellation of satellites to provide broadband internet to rural areas across the globe. They want to launch 3,200 satellites into orbit, and they are going to connect the tens of millions of people around the globe who don't have any access to the internet. The satellites will deorbit after 10 years to mitigate the risk of space debris. Amazon says it can start offering broadband satellite services once only 578 satellites are in position, and by 2025 they want to have as many as 1,100 that could be launching each year. And so SpaceX has permission to fly 12,000 small satellites by the year 2027 as part of its Starlink constellation. And so the interesting thing about this new Amazon project is that the president of this new space initiative is actually a former Starlink engineer who was reportedly fired by Elon Musk, and so Amazon scooped him up, and so he's basically reproducing their plan.
All right. Number three is a focus on TurboTax.
Yeah, a new investigation into TurboTax found that the company was facing lower revenues following the passage of President Trump's 2017 tax law. So they decided to start targeting lower-income individuals with paid versions of tax filing software, where in the past it was free. And so the move helped TurboTax have a 10% profit, while other people who are unemployed, disabled, and students with a lot of college debt, they're the ones who were basically targeted. They were the ones who lost out on this. Now, the free file is actually the free tax filing service that is legally obligated by TurboTax to be provided to students or to U.S. citizens who make under $60,000. And they basically played a lot of shady games with this, and a lot of people ended up having to pay a couple hundred dollars on average just to file software that was supposed to be free. So I think when tax season rolls around next year, people should find a different service.
Yeah. Right. Number two on our list of the top five, a new anti-robo-calling bill. It looks like it might have some traction. What do you think?
I hope so. I think all Americans can agree on this one. This is a non-political issue, but we're every single day we all get robocalls, whether you're on a landline or a cell phone. You cannot get away from them. And so the House Energy and Commerce Committee is sending a new bill to the Senate now. It's a bipartisan bill. It's called Stopping Bad Robocalls Act. It will outlaw a whole slate of methods that are used by scammers to get people on the phone and even through text messaging. I get so many text messages from random people acting like they have a real estate deal for me. So all that stuff essentially will be blocked. And so there was another called the TRACED Act, and this was in the Senate. And that hasn't really gone anywhere yet. So hopefully this second bill will get pushed through because it has stricter penalties for these companies doing it.
Number one this week on Tech Talk is a focus on this face app from the Russians.
Yep. This was the most talked about story by far this week. Face app is a Russian-based app that applies filters to photos. You can see what you'll look like when you're 80, or you can make yourself look younger. And essentially, there are a lot of privacy concerns here. It's not that much different from other apps. However, they, instead of storing your photo on your actual phone within the app, they store it on their servers in Russia. And so this is bringing up a lot of privacy issues. I would recommend not downloading this app. If you know someone who has, tell them to get rid of it.
No, 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 no. Perhaps that's the word to the wise. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon. .org.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Thousands are without power this evening in upstate New York as the weekend weather taking its toll, but forecasters say the oppressive and dangerous heat wave will abate by Monday and Tuesday. Microsoft says it's detected more than 740 infiltration attempts by nation-state actors in the past year, targeting U.S.-based political parties, campaigns, and other democracy-focused organizations, including nonprofits.
All of the targets subscribe to Microsoft's year-old Account Guard service. It provides free cyber threat detection to candidates, campaigns, and other groups, not all election-related. Microsoft did not say how many infiltration attempts were successful. However, it noted in a blog post that such targeting similarly occurred in the early stages of the 2016 and 2018 elections.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A year ago, Microsoft said it detected attempts to infiltrate the networks of U.S. Senate candidates as well as think tanks. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says he's been speaking with Iran's foreign minister, but rejects Tehran's assertion that the seizing of a British-flagged tanker Friday was a reciprocal move for Royal Marines taking part in the earlier seizure of an Iranian tanker in Gibraltar.
We are calling on Iran to reverse this illegal act. We're looking for ways to de-escalate the situation, but we're also very clear that we will do what it takes to ensure the safety and security of British and international shipping.
Puerto Rico's embattled governor says he's not going to seek re-election, but he's not resigning either as the island's leader, though he will step down as the head of the pro-statehood party. Ricardo Rosselló's made the announcement today via a brief Facebook video. He's facing public furor over an obscenity-laced online chat that showed the governor and his close advisors insulting women, mocking constituents, including victims of Hurricane Maria. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks. That's the beauty of it. Whether it works, they don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
A federal appeals court in New York says the city can ban ads in vehicles driven for companies like Uber and Lyft.
The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has overturned a lower court decision that concluded the city could not justify its regulations. The appeals panel says the city was correct in arguing the ban survives First Amendment scrutiny by advancing the government's interest in improving the passenger experience. Rich Thomason reporting.
Reality TV star Jesse James offering a $5,000 reward for the return of one of his beloved dogs. James said the six-year-old French bulldog named Coco went missing in Newport, Rhode Island last Tuesday. In a previous post on Instagram, James had offered a $2,000 reward for the return of his dog, quote, No questions asked. You can always check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Lion King ruled the box office with a record-breaking debut this weekend.
Disney's new photorealistic take on The Lion King opened with an estimated $185 million in North American ticket sales, a record for July and for a PG-rated film. Globally, it's already grossed more than half a billion. Spider-Man Far From Home dropped to second in its third weekend with $21 million, while Toy Story 4 took third with $14.6 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
On July 21, 1969, Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin blasted off from the moon aboard the ascent stage of the lunar module for docking with the command module. And in 2011, the 30-year-old space shuttle program ended as the Atlantis landed at Cape Canaveral, Florida, after the 135th shuttle flight. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 400...
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
So first this time around, the second half of an episode of the Jack Benny program, originating out of New York City. And then we switch to the realm of law enforcement as big screen leading man Joel McRae stars in Tales of the Texas Rangers. At the end of our previous show, we indeed were in the midst of a Jack Benny episode broadcast out of the Big Apple, just prior to his planned musical appearance at the famed Carnegie Hall. As we resume, Jack is talking with cast member Dennis Day, and they're about to be joined by a famed composer, musician, comedian, and actor. Not four people, just one. This is from January 17th, 1943.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our feature attraction this evening, we are going to present a gripping drama of the Old South entitled...
Say, Mr. Benny, I was out in the hall just now, and there's a...
Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hello. Say, Mr. Benny, I was out in the hall just now,
How are you feeling, kid?
Oh, I was here before, remember?
Oh, yes, yes, that's right, in the blue suit. what do you want, Dennis?
Well, there's a man waiting for you out in the hall, and he says for you to hurry up.
The man out in the hall. Oh, that must be Oscar Levant. Come on in, Oscar.
Hello, Jack. Are you all ready?
Yes, I'm ready to go. Well, Oscar, I see you're prepared to accompany me on the piano tonight. Do you always wear those white gloves?
These are my hands. I just came from the blood bank.
Oh. Very good. I'll have to watch out for this guy. He's sharper than a buck tooth. I'll be through here in a few minutes, Oscar. Then we'll hop in a cab and go over to Carnegie Hall. Just think, Benny and Levant playing a duet.
Let's walk. Maybe we'll get run over before we get there.
That's all right. I got to be on my toes, dear. This guy's making a monkey out of me. Oh, by the way, Oscar, I think you know everybody here, don't you?
Sure. Oh, Mary, didn't I see you at the Stork Club last night?
The Stork Club?
Yes, you were dancing with that South American.
Oh, that was Jack with a black toupee.
I was in bed by 10 o'clock last night. Although I couldn't sleep, I was so nervous thinking about our concert tonight.
You were nervous. My wife had to pull me off the windowsill three times.
I gotta watch out. He's an ad-libbing fool, you know? Oh, Oscar, I don't think you know Abe Lyman, our band leader.
I've known Abe for years.
Sure, we sat together at Rubens last night.
Say, Oscar, you know, that was a pretty good bowl of soup I drank.
You didn't drink that soup. You auditioned it.
You beat me to it, Oscar. I was just going to ad-lib something like that. Honest, I was.
You couldn't ad-lib a sneeze with a nose full of pepper.
I couldn't, eh?
Well, go ahead and say something. Go ahead, ad-lib.
Well?
Go ahead. Say something funny.
Well...
This seems to be a good time to say hello to my mother. Hello, Mom.
Well, I could say something funny, but how can I think with that darn Dennis Day standing there staring at me?
Well, that sweat rolling down your forehead fascinates me.
I wasn't thinking that hard. Well, anyway, Oscar, stick around. I'll be with you in a minute. And now, ladies and gentlemen, as I start to announce, we're going to do a satire on one of radio's most intelligent and popular programs, Information, Please.
Wait a minute. You said we were going
never
to do...
Never mind, never mind. And we have prevailed upon Mr. Oscar Levant to come over here this evening and be our guest expert.
I come over here to pick you up and take you to Carnegie Hall.
Well, for heaven's sake, Oscar, as long as you're here, let's have some fun. It's a small enough favor to ask me after I got you on that concert.
You got me on?
Yes.
You better lay off that Benzedrine, brother.
All right, be a sport. I certainly can't do a program like Information, Please, with dopes like Abe Lyman and Dennis Day.
And you.
And me. Now cut that out. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, right after a number by Abe Lyman and his orchestra, we'll present our own version of the... I'll take it. That must be Rochester. I told him to bring my full-dress suit over here. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny. This is Rochester.
Yes, Rochester.
I'm just leaving the hotel, boss. I've got your top hat, white tie, and tail.
That's tails.
Tails. One of them got caught in the elevator.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll certainly look funny playing my violin in Carnegie Hall with one tail.
You might as well face it, boss. You're going to look funny anyway.
Well, that's one of the most careless things I ever heard. I guess I'll have to wear my tuxedo.
Your tuxedo?
Yes. Did you press it like I told you to?
Well, I pressed the coat all right, but I had a long phone call during the pants.
Oh, so you left the hot iron on my pants. Where'd you burn them?
I think the French word is derrière.
Well, I'll be... Well, what am I going to do?
I can bring along some black paint.
Never mind that. I'll just have to be careful how I take my bow. Oh, wait a minute. I have another idea. I think I'll wear my blue serge suit.
That blue serge is awful shiny, boss.
It is not shiny.
I wish I had a diamond that threw off a glare like that.
Look, Rochester, no excuses. You get over here right away with my blue serge suit. Goodbye.
Goodbye, boss.
Sorry, Oscar, I'll have to wear a blue serge suit tonight. Will that be all right?
Sure, I'm wearing a leopard skin myself.
Very good. What a guy. He's really on the beam. Play, Lyman. I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Sorry, Abe, we had to cut this kind of short. But that was I Can't Give You Anything But Love, played by Abe Lyman and his Hotel Lincoln Orchestra. Hey, that's a good one. Abe at the Lincoln.
I don't get it.
Who asked you to? Be thankful you got a plug. And now, Don, I think it's about time for a... Now, who's that? Come in. Yes, sir?
Is this the Jack Benny program? I'm supposed to be in your play tonight.
Oh, yes, you were going to be the villain. What's your name?
Joe Besser.
Messer?
No, Besser!
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Besser. We're not doing a play this evening.
Now, wait a minute. I want to act!
All right, calm down. I'll find something for you to do.
You better, you old crazy you.
Now sit down, please. All right, Don, let's get started.
And now, folks, we bring you our version of Information, Please, with that noted raconteur, lecturer, and book reviewer of the Breeders Gazette, Clifton Bennyman.
Thank you. Thank you, Milton Wilson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you all know the rules of Information, Please. I will read several questions submitted by our listeners. And for each question which is not answered by our board of experts, we will give away a page from the Encyclopedia Britannica and one grape nut flake. Are the grape nut flakes here, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, sir. The register's loaded.
Good. Now, I'd like to have you meet our board of experts. First, Mr. Oscar Levant, noted pianist. Or pianist. Which is it, Oscar? Pianist or pianist?
What's the difference? After tonight, I may be washed up.
I gotta watch this guy. He's dynamite. And next, Miss Mary Livingston, well-known authority on poetry. Have you a sample for us, Miss Livingston?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Shining up above so high, don't you know there's a dim house?
Very, very good. And now, Mr. Abe Lyman, noted authority on Shakespeare and literary light.
There's a dim out there, too.
You said it. Mr. Dennis Day, world-famous authority on...
On what?
And last but not least... Sit down, Dennis. Sit down. Mr. Joe Besser, authority on archaeology, ichthyology, and paleontology.
Well, get him!
And now, folks, we will proceed...
You old crazy you!
Mr. Besser! We will proceed with Information, Please. Our first question comes from Miss Bernice Butterball of Baked Potato, Idaho. Miss Butterball wants to know if you can name three presidents of the United States whose names begin with W. Well, I see you have your hand raised, Mr. Day.
That's nerves. It just blew up.
Well, don't you know a president whose name begins with W?
Will you give me a hint?
Yes. So who was the Washington Monument named after?
George Monument.
That's right, George Monument Washington. And now let's have another president beginning with W.
Wendell Willkie.
Willkie didn't win, Mr. Levan.
Well, he's working, that I know.
I gotta watch that boy. He's making a straight man out of me. And now second, a president whose name begins with W. I'm waiting... Ah, Mr. Besser, I see you have your hand up.
Oh, it's not for that.
Well, it looks like Miss Butterball has stumped the expert. So we are sending her immediately a page from the Encyclopedia Britannica and a grape nut plate. Now, here's a letter... Here's a letter from Dr. Bert Scott of Beverly Hills, California. Dr. Scott is a dentist, and he says, Dear Mr. Benny, I have written and written, and if you don't remit promptly, I will... Whoops. Oh, here's a question from Mr. Joe Jackson of Jackson, Georgia. Mr. Jackson wants to know what the following girls have in common. Joan Crawford, Joan Leslie, Joan Bennett, Joan Fontaine...
Oh, shut up! Not so fast!
Should know this, Miss Livingston. What have the following movie stars in common? Joan Crawford, Joan Leslie, Joan Bennett, and Joan Fontaine.
None of them will work with you.
That's so. Well, thanks to your levity, Miss Livingstone, we have lost another page from the encyclopedia and a grape nut plate. Now, here's a question in your field, Mr. Levant. Incidentally, you haven't gotten anything tonight.
You're referring to money, of course.
I'm referring to answers. Now, I'm going to play a musical selection, and I want you to identify the number. Just a second. again. I'll play it again, Mr. Levant, and see if you can identify it. Now, what's the name of that number?
Its name is Mud. It used to be Souvenir.
It's still Souvenir. Now, I'll give you one more chance.
Boss!
Fine, what do you want, Rochester?
Look what time it is. You gotta get over to that concert.
That's right, it's getting late. Did you bring my blue serge suit?
Here it is.
Wait a minute, that's my green suit.
It was blue when you bought it.
Well, it's too late to change it now. Come on, Oscar, let's walk over to Carnegie Hall.
Yep, the last mile.
Oh, don't be so pessimistic. Play, Lyman, come on. Of the new Grape Nuts Flakes series. And I want to thank Oscar Levant for appearing here tonight, and also Joe Besser, one of the stars of the Olsen & Johnson hit Sons of Fun. Next Sunday night, folks, we'll be broadcasting from Fort Meade, Maryland. And tomorrow, we'll be seeing you boys of the Coast Guard at Manhattan Beach. With my whole gang, including Danny Kaye, the star of Let's Face It. Good night, folks.
Parody of the long-running and popular quiz show Information Please. That indeed the Jack Benny program from January 17, 1943. Comedian Joe Besser would later spend time as one of the Three Stooges for a couple of years in the late 50s, working with Moe and Larry following the death of Shemp, and prior to Joe DiRita joining the trio as Curly Joe. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio Was, we head to the Lone Star State for the law enforcement series Tales of the Texas Rangers. It begins right after this.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's
activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. This next law enforcement program aired on NBC in the early 1950s and starred a big screen leading man who's joined this time by Tony Barrett, Tom Tully, Bert Holland, Robert Cole, and Paul Dubov. It's from August 26th, 1950.
Tales of the Texas Rangers, starring Joel McRae as Ranger Pearson. Texas, more than 260,000 square miles, and 50 men who make up the most famous and oldest law enforcement body in North America. From the files of the Texas Rangers come these stories based on fact. Only names, dates, and places are fictitious for obvious reasons. The events themselves are a matter of record. Tonight's case, The Open Range.
It is August 4th, 1948. Maury Buckler and his son Dave are driving across their ranch in a Jeep, dropping off salt cakes for their cattle.
How's the last stop, Pa?
Yeah. Well, drop this one here.
What's the matter, Pa?
Well, the last salt cake we dropped here is hardly touched. Look at it.
Huh? Why, yeah. No point in leaving another one.
Usually quite a few head around here. Wonder why they're not touching it. Suppose somebody could be running them off.
Rustlers, Pa? That's kind of out of date, I'd say.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe there's a break in the fence down by the old road.
Yeah. Well, you better drive around the cottonwoods and have a look. There's a break. We can fix her right now.
I'll have to go back and get horses, though, if we're going to pick up the strays.
Yeah. We'll be able to see the fence now as soon as we get over this rise.
Hey, Pa.
Hmm?
Pa, a big truck down there and a bunch of men with some of our stock.
So that's what's been happening to them. Speed it up. I'll get my rifle and back here.
Let's see us coming. You fellas better stay right where you are. Oh, Pa,
Dave. I'll get you for this.
Pa, Pa, come back, Pa.
Oh.
Pa. Pa. Oh. Pa. Come on. Come on. Let me help.
Dave Buckler managed to drag his father to the Jeep and drive to the nearest hospital, but the father was dead on arrival. Sheriff Clyde Johnson immediately called the Texas Rangers, and Ranger Jace Pearson was assigned to the case.
What are you looking for, Ranger?
I thought we'd find some truck tire markings here, Sheriff. Ground's plenty hard, except for the dust settled on top. That'd hold a track, but... Hey, look.
Just a big, wide mark.
Yeah. Probably some brush hung from the tailgate of the truck. Wiped the tread right out behind him. Let's go through the fence.
Yeah. Must have been operating right about here.
Yeah. Plenty of cattle tracks, but no boot prints.
Wiped out their tracks like they did with the truck.
Smart. Probably dragged branches behind them. You can see where they were here, though. Tobacco crumbs and paper where they ground out their cigarettes.
Yeah.
Looks like 15 or 20 head they run off from the marks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go back to the car for a second. How do the Bucklers brand their herd?
Oh, just a simple letter L. Butler's wife's name was Lou.
Do you know if their brand has been registered?
I don't believe it ever was, Ranger. Why?
I've got to make a radio call to KTXA in Austin. Unit 10 to KTXA. Unit 10 to KTXA.
KTXA to Unit 10. Go ahead, Unit 10.
Unit 10 requests headquarters to ask all commission houses to be on lookout for marketing of any cattle carrying letter L brand or any altered brand that might have been made to cover letter L.
Will do, Unit 10.
May be part of stock stolen from Buckler Ranch on 8-4. Notify Unit 10 if any lead turns up. Unit 10, 10-4.
We'll keep Unit 10 informed. KTXA Austin.
Good idea, that Cole. Might get a lead.
Yeah. When we get through here, I want to go into the hospital and see Dave Buckler. He might just be able to describe the... Hey, wait.
Hmm? What do you got?
Old cigarette lying right here near this bush. And scorched. Somebody started to light it but didn't finish.
Yeah.
That matchbook lying in the bush. Whatever happened, it made a fella forget about his cigarette. Must have been when the Bucklers came over the hill. Feller saw him, threw the cigarette and matches down just as he was getting ready to light up.
Yeah, that could be, all right.
Half the matches are still in the book. Ones that are missing are all torn off from the left side of the book.
So?
So the man who had this book of matches is left-handed. Let's get into the hospital.
No, Ranger. I'm right-handed, so was Pop. Matches couldn't have been ours.
Just making sure. Can you describe any of the stock they made off with, Buckler?
Well, yeah. And most of them were white-faced. But there was one of the calves that had a mottled face.
Mottled, huh?
Yeah.
Good. That helps.
My Pa was such a good guy, Ranger. I wish I could climb out of here and help you find those dirty...
Can you give me any kind of a description of the men?
No. Never got a good look at him.
A couple of days went by, then a week. There was no sign of the Buckler cattle with the L brand. I went back to headquarters to see Captain Stinson.
No sign of those cattle, huh?
Not ahead, Captain.
Well, they might be afraid to unload them so soon after a killing.
That means they'd have to vent or alter the brands and put them out to graze. I don't think they'd want to be too close to them for fear of being spotted.
Neither do I, Jace. That's why I've got an idea. Ever think of trying Camp Hood?
No, but I should have. It's a perfect spot for them. 35 square miles of free grazing land.
Yeah, ever since the Army deactivated the camp, a lot of ranchers have been using it. Our last check showed 15,000 head there, all kinds of brands. Fattening up until the owners cut them out for marketing.
Sure. And Buckler's cattle with altered brands covering that L could be waiting there for the thief to come back and get them whenever he wants.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's a lot of territory and a lot of cattle for one man to cover. I'm going to have Bud Kurtz come in and go with you.
Kurtz? Fine.
The commission houses are still on the alert. We got them stopped on the selling end. Now it's up to you to find those cattle. They're the only key to the killer.
Bud Kurtz and I drove to Camp Hood, unloaded our horses and started to check the open range. In 3 days, we ran across more than 50 brands, all legitimate. But on the fourth day... Cow folks are pretty busy, Kurtz.
Yeah, cutting out a few calves over there.
There's a branding fire and two men.
They see us coming.
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled. They may be all right, but if they aren't, one of them may throw a gun.
Oh, oh boy.
Howdy, Rangers.
Howdy.
You can let that one go, Pete.
No, hold him for a minute.
What's the matter, Ranger?
Let me frisk you.
I'll get this fella.
Why? What's wrong, Ranger? I ain't got no gun.
Just checking out. What's your brand?
Nothing on this fella, Jay.
Well, there's the iron right there.
Jay in the center of a box, huh?
Yeah. My name's Jack Stern. Got a ranch up in Box Canyon. Brand's supposed to be Jack in the Box.
What are you doing with this stock?
Well, changing over to my brand.
From what? An L brand?
No, square U. Like that one over there. Ain't added my brand on him yet. Take a look at it. See?
Yeah, I see. It's a square U now, but it was an L. That brand's been altered. Okay, let him go.
find something, Jace?
Yeah. Where'd you get this stock?
I bought them last night. Anything wrong?
They were stolen a week ago.
I got a bill of sale for them, Ranger. The fellow who had them was cutting them out yesterday. Said he was taking some steers to market, but he wanted to sell the calves for $60 a head, so he wouldn't have to keep coming all the way back from Rollo to get them.
Came from Rollo, huh?
That's what he said. Look, here's the bill of sale. Name was Vic Moran. Ranger, you must be making a mistake.
Maybe. How many calves did he sell you?
Eight of them. Boys bought these two in here, and they're getting the others now.
Good. Is there a model face in the bunch, Stern?
Yeah, there is.
Guess that settles it, Jace. This is Buckler's stock.
Yeah, we'd better drive him out and have a van pick him up. Lab can examine the brands.
Now, what about my money?
Your claim's against the man who sold them to you, Vic Morath from Rollo. If that was his right name.
If he moved steers out too, Jace, they should be turning up at a commission house in a day or so.
Yeah. In the meantime, Stern, I'll have to hold you and your boys in custody for possession of stolen property.
Ain't it enough that I lost $480?
Maybe it'll teach you not to pay cash for cattle until you've checked on them.
I didn't pay cash. I gave Morath a check.
A check?
You mean he took a check from you?
Yeah. Hey, maybe I can stop payment.
You won't have to. We'll do it for you. Where's your bank?
Ranchers and Merchants Trust in Abilene. The president knows me. His name's Chalmers.
All right, Stern. Kurt, you bring him and his boys into town with the stock. I'll meet you there. I got to get to a phone and call that bank.
We'll be back with more from the Texas Rangers right after this short break. Stay tuned.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door. This is your host to welcome you again into the inner sanctum. Come in. Come on in, please. And will you excuse me while I scrape the mud off my hands? Got them dirty in the cemetery, digging up a plot for you.
Radio Spirits delivers you into the dark for 16 terrifying tales of suspense and the supernatural with their 8-CD Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death collection.
John, it's an open grave. Freshly dug.
Yes, Betty. It was just dug tonight.
But who is it for?
Betty, darling. I'm afraid it's for you.
Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death is regularly $31.95. But today, when Radio Was listeners can order it for just $19.95, that's more than 35% off. Plus, get free shipping. Get your copy at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code FEAR77.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
We hope you're ready. The time to place your order is now.
Right now. Right now. You're frightened?
Don't get scared. Yet. Get Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code FEAR77.
Until then, good night. Pleasant dreams.
Are you scared yet? You should be. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
One of the most underrated products to debut over the past couple of years is Western Digital's My Cloud Home. It's your own private cloud storage you can access wherever life takes you, and regardless of the device you're on. Simply connect the WD My Cloud Home drive to your Wi-Fi router. And now, whether you're at home or across the globe, you can securely access all of your digital content, like photos, videos, music, and important work files. In other words, at any time and in any place. Whether you're on a smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop, you've got easy and secure access to your own personal storage. And there's no monthly fees to worry about. You can also use the My Cloud Home app to automatically back up your photos and videos taken on your smartphone for safekeeping. Learn more about WD's My Cloud Home products at WDC.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. This is Tales of the Texas Rangers with Joel McRae on When Radio Was.
I rode charcoal hard into town, found a phone, and put a call through for Mr. Chalmers, president of the bank in Abilene. but I was too late.
I'm sorry, Ranger Pearson, but Mr. Marath cashed that check shortly after we opened this morning.
Did you ask Marath for identification?
Yes, but he didn't have any on him.
And you cashed the check anyhow?
Well, he asked us to call his bank in Rollo for a reference to save him time. He even paid for the call.
You mean he actually comes from Rollo and they've heard of him there?
The Rollo State Bank said he had an account there.
But you don't actually know whether the man was Marath.
Well, after all, Ranger, when the man paid for the call to his own bank in Rollo...
Did Marath endorse the check?
Yes, it was endorsed in my presence.
Will you rush that endorsed check to my headquarters? I want to look at that signature. When the check came through, Kurtz and I left for Rollo, Texas. At Rollo, we went directly to Marath's bank.
Vic Marath? Well, yeah, I know him.
This his signature?
I'd have to compare it with his signature card. Just a moment. M-A-S-M-A-U. Ah, yeah, here we are. Now we take both signatures and see.
They're not the same, Jace.
No. Thank you.
Anytime, Ranger.
Come on.
What now, Jace?
Marath's ranch is only about a mile out. We better drive out there and see him.
Sure you won't have a drink, Rangers?
No, thanks.
Oh, so somebody's been using my name, huh?
Looks that way. You know who it might be?
No, but it's a cinch it wouldn't be a friend. Forgery's a mighty low trick.
I figure it may have happened 100 times before, Mr. Marath, but this is the first time we caught it.
I'm mighty glad you did. I don't like my name being mixed up with thieving and killing.
Of course, you'd never see the checks. They'd go right back to the man who made them out after they were cashed. Anybody ever forged your name to a check that went through your own bank?
I know. If anybody had and I knew it, I'd have taken a bullwhip to him.
No help here, Jace.
No. Well, thanks for your cooperation, Mr. Marath. We can find our way out.
So long, Mr. Marath.
You sure you won't take one of these before you go? I'm having another.
No, thanks.
That certainly led us into a blind pass.
Huh?
I said Marath was no help. What's the matter with you, Jace?
I was just thinking of that book of matches I found on the range out at Buckler's.
The ones that were dropped by somebody left-handed?
Yeah. I watched Marath pouring that drink for himself. He's left-handed, Kurtz.
Well, that's mighty thin and circumstantial, Jace.
Sure, I know it is. Just a passing thought. I better call KTXA. Unit 10 to KTXA. Unit 10 back in service.
KTXA to Unit 10. Have message for you.
Go ahead, KTXA.
Cattle with L brand offered for sale this afternoon at Tully Commission House, Fort Worth. Cattle inspector reports brand might have been L brand from Buckler Ranch.
Did commissioner get name and address of seller?
Seller refused to have check mailed. Said he would pick it up tomorrow after stock was weighed and priced. Gave his name is Vic Marath, Rollo, Texas.
Just left Marath at home in Rollo. Unit 10 and Unit 6 proceeding to Fort Worth. We'll be there when Commission House opens in morning. Unit 10, 10-4.
Got a long drive ahead of us, Jace.
Yeah, but this is the break we've waited for.
It's not so important now, is it, that Marath happened to be left-handed?
No. Not now, it isn't. During the night and examined the cattle in the commission house stock pens. They were part of the Buckler L brands, all right. All next day, Bud Kurtz and I were staked out in the commission house office. The man impersonating Marath never showed to pick up his check.
Well, have to wait again tomorrow, Jace.
I don't think so. He won't be coming.
What do you mean?
Our man didn't show because somebody tipped him not to show.
Think somebody in the commission house slipped up?
Maybe not, Kurtz. Maybe we slipped up.
Maybe we did. What do you mean, Chase?
I'll tell you as soon as we find a photograph of Vic Marath, the real one from Rollo. It took almost 2 days to find a picture. We went through newspaper files, breeders' publications, cattlemen and ranchers' journals, county fair souvenir books. Captain Stinson found what I was after.
Jace, look. Is Marath one of these?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, Captain. That's Marath in the center.
Group picture.
Who are the others?
Picture comes from a breeder's journal. Caption says it's the Marath Ranch Rodeo Team. Had the highest group score at the Rollo Rodeo in 1946, 2 years ago.
I want to see if Stern or Chalmers, the banker, can identify Marath as the man who sold those calves.
But we know it wasn't Marath, Jace. The signatures didn't match.
They don't have to. Marath is left-handed. He might have endorsed the check with his right hand just to cover up.
Hey, Jace may have something there.
It's worth trying.
Stern has been released. I'll call him at his ranch and have him meet us at his bank in Abilene. How about it, Stern? Is this the man, the bareheaded one in the center?
No. No, Ranger. I never saw him before.
How about you, Chalmers? Is this the man who presented the check?
No, it isn't.
Another washout, Jace.
Let me see that picture again.
Sure, here.
I'm not sure, but this fellow on the end, right here. You look at it, Chalmers.
Why, yes. Yes, I believe that is the man.
One of the cowpokes, huh? Come on, Kurtz. We're going to visit the sheriff at Rollo.
After this short pause, we'll wrap up this case of the Texas Rangers right after this.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, let's wrap up this tale from the Texas Rangers on When Radio Was.
Yeah, I know that feller. Quit working for Marath about a year ago.
Bought himself a little ranch not far from Morass, over near Comanche Gulch.
Cowpoke has to be pretty thrifty to buy a ranch. What's his name?
Buzz Black.
Better get over to Comanche Gulch, Jace.
Yeah. Thanks, Sheriff.
Sure. Glad to be of service.
Well, we're going to be able to tell Morath who's been using his name.
We don't have to tell him. I got a hunch he already knows.
What makes you say that?
Black didn't go back to pick up that check. Somebody warned him those cattle were getting hot. That means Morath.
But if he's in on it, why would he let Black use his name?
Because he's smart. A false signature makes him look like an innocent victim. His reputation is good.
And as soon as we went to him, he knew we were on the trail, and he told Black and the others to lay low.
Right. Let's get Black for a starter.
Huh? Oh, you scared me, Rich.
Drop that hammer.
Oh, sure. I don't know what this is all about, but I...
It's about an old man who was shot to death while you were running off some of his cattle with an L brand.
Me? Oh, you're crazy.
We got three people who can identify you. A man who bought the calves, banker who cashed a check, and the commissioner who bought the steers in Fort Worth.
All right. So what? I found the cattle out at Camp Hood.
You don't find cattle with a brand on them. They weren't Mavericks. You better talk, Black.
I'll talk when I see a lawyer.
You wait that long and Morath will run out and you'll be facing it alone. That old rancher was murdered.
I didn't shoot him. I swear it, Ranger.
No jury's going to believe you. Unless you tell us who did it and we find the gun he used.
All right. It was Morath. He started the whole thing. It was his idea.
Who rode with you?
One folks from here, six from Morath's place.
What's that?
Rider taking off in a brush, Chase.
Stop, you!
Too late. He made cover.
Isn't the Morath ranch over that way, Black?
Yeah. That was my rider. He must have sneaked up and hurt us.
I'm going to handcuff you to this wagon.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
We'll be back for you later.
Come on, Kurtz. They'll know we're coming now. They'll scatter, Chase.
You better call headquarters for more units. We put through the call and headed for Morath's ranch in a car, hoping to beat the rider. He must have stopped on the way and phoned Morath, because the ranch was clear when we got there.
They cleared out, Chase. Better get the horses out of the trailer and start tracking.
Wait a minute, Kurtz. Look at this driveway.
Funny marks.
Yeah. Brush trailing behind a truck to wipe out the tracks. I've seen that before. And this is fresh. A branch caught in the edge of that mesquite when they turned into the road and snapped it. The brake is new.
That means they're heading for the highway.
Probably all riding together in the truck. There'll be an arsenal on wheels. Come on. Units we called for can set up roadblocks and converge on them. Unit 10 to KTXA. Unit 10 to KTXA.
KTXA to Unit 10. Go ahead.
Subjects wanted for killing of Maury Buckler making getaway in cattle truck from Morath Ranch at Rollo. Check license numbers of vehicles registered to Morath.
Will do, Unit 10.
Subjects headed for main highway will probably turn south toward closest border point. Unit 10 and Unit 6 headed that way. Have other units converge on area and set up roadblocks with highway patrol.
Units 3 and 8 nearby will notify them.
We'll make direct contacts with units as we close in. Unit 10, 10-4. Kurtz, you can commandeer the sheriff's radio car in town. Give us a chance to spread out more.
It's going to be like tackling a tank, Jace.
Yeah. Break out a Tommy gun and put it on the seat. In from all points. There were no side roads that weren't covered by our units. Morath and his men were locked in our ring. I kept my foot heavy on the gas pedal. Then far ahead, as I approached the intersection of State 12, I saw the truck dip over a rise. Unit 10 to Unit 3. Unit 10 to Unit 3.
Unit 3, go ahead, Unit 10.
Subject's truck less than mile ahead of Unit 10, nearing intersection point your area.
Ready for them, Unit 10. Unit 6 to Unit 10.
Go ahead, Unit 6.
Unit 6 now on main highway, south of intersection.
Block highway at that point, Unit 6. Subjects are between Unit 6 and Unit 10 now, unless they turn off.
Unit 3 has reached intersection point of State 12. We'll block off intersection.
Good, Unit 3. Unit 8 has blocks still further south if subjects break through. I drew
close at the speeding truck as it topped a rise and headed down toward the intersection of the state highway. I could see the sheriff's car Kurtz had borrowed blocking the road, and Unit 3's car in the center of the turnoff. The truck skidded and started to make a turn and come back toward me. I swung my car across the road, grabbed the Tommy gun, and jumped out.
I'm okay.
All right, you men. Get over there and keep your hands up.
I got them covered, Jace.
One dead in the back there and a couple wounded. Hey, where's Barrett?
Around the other side of the cab, dead. He came out shooting and I nailed him.
Ah, there he is. Better break that rifle out of his grip. Ballistics can tell if it's the one that killed Buckler.
It'll be the one, all right. Or he wouldn't have tried so hard to keep us from getting him.
Vic Morath's rifle was positively identified as the one used in the slaying of Rancher Maury Buckler. Buzz Black and the other men who had assisted Morath were given penitentiary sentences ranging from 20 to 99 years.
Next week, Joel McRae in another authentic reenactment of a case from the files of the Texas Rangers.
The Open Range from August 26, 1950. The technical advisor for that series was a genuine Texas Ranger legend. I'll talk a bit about him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
They told me he was bad.
Moving and grooving with MusicRewind.com and 160 Girl Group Classics, a 4-CD collection of chart-topping hits from the best girl groups of the 60s. Enjoy the original recordings of some of the biggest female groups from the 60s, such as the Shirelles, the Chantels, the Angels, the Cookies, the Supremes, the iCats, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to get 160s Girl Group Classics and pay only $22.98. A great deal for this 4-CD set. Plus, get reduced shipping by using promo code GIRLS33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code GIRLS33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Pat McCracken, Johnny, Universal Adjustment Bureau.
Oh, hi, Pat. What's on your mind?
At the moment, you.
Huh?
Johnny Dollar is also on our mind during the Dog Days of Summer sale at Radiospirits.com. Join America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator as he faces fraud and fatalities, all at half price.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
Only problem you have is this offer won't last forever. So hurry. Get to Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 to save 50% on all yours truly Johnny Dollar CD collections now. Use offer code Johnny50 to pay half price. That's Johnny50 at Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 to get 50% off every Johnny Dollar CD box set today. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What is an easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime? The answer right after this message.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome Power Calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
An easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime is around barge tiles. Why? because they offer a place for bait fish to take cover, breaks from the current, and shade. Throw a Ned rig, jig it up and down, and wait for the strike. To learn more, check us out on Drawing the Wildlife, where the seasons never end.
Before the break, I was talking about Tales of the Texas Rangers technical advisor, M.T. Lone Wolf Gonzalez. Many of the criminal cases adapted for that series are ones he actually worked on during his 30-plus years with the Rangers.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
He would also help found the Texas Rangers Hall of Fame, located in Waco. I'm Greg Bell, and we're all out of time, but I want to remind you to visit the website, WentonRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcement.